If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did.
So. They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented.
This
is
most shows.
Is this still CNN? I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were.
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers. Last episode.
What? Don't take it so bad.
Well, that's the big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Jeez.
B-movie
can we
opens.
Get a resume in here for
B-movie
me?
B-movie opens
Larry
tomorrow.
Over?
We'll be right back.
And now,
what's with the poll?
Our feature presentation.
I love Crazy Larry. Love Crazy Larry.
Me too.
Love.
All right, wait. Lisa has hiccups.
I just did.
Was she?
It's coming around again, though, right?
Just give it a minute.
She walked in. She said, hey, eat it. And it started right like the second she saw me. And I don't know if...
I think he scared me into
it's
hiccups.
It's a physical reaction.
Well, we'll just have to wait. You can't stare at me.
I'm going to stare at you until you hiccup again.
Because
it's so cool.
No, but can't you scare it out?
I mean,
isn't that what you're supposed to do is scare?
Well, the way that I know that cures it is to drink water with a pen in your mouth.
I've heard that too.
It works, by the way.
And it does work.
It's worked
you
for
mean
me
like
before.
Sideways across or over near your mouth.
So your teeth are open, right?
Right. So I got water.
All right. Psycho Mike was telling her, now, Mike, you are or not a medical doctor? I don't recall. You are a medical doctor. He was telling her that drink water with your top off makes hiccups go away.
That is the guaranteed way.
I hadn't heard
and
that.
And then he had a suggestion for an organ that might help.
And then
that's not
water.
A pencil.
And then he had also something that's not water, if I recall. All right, here she's got the pen.
Well, this isn't...
Pen across the opening of your
now
mouth. There you go.
That's Jed's butt pen, right?
Oh, they all are, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
She's
gargling. Okay.
Swallowing.
All right, well, let's just see if this works, hopefully. Well, that was hard to do with a bottle.
You may need more water, and it may need to run down your top, too.
And milk would be
that's
better.
That's not on.
You know, it might have worked.
That is a foolproof technique. And
isn't
who told
that
us that? Was it Jimmy Kimmel who taught us that? Somebody on our show.
I learned it on this show.
Taught us that. And I had been one of those people, like everyone, who tried everything and couldn't get it to work.
My mom, you know, worked in an emergency room for years, and people would come in after hiccuping for 2 days, and they didn't have a cure.
Why does the pencil thing work? Is that because it lets in air or something?
No, I don't know, because there's some sort of a spasm that's going on.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And it. I don't know. It breaks the cycle.
Lisa, by the way, no gag reflex at all. Did you guys notice?
Oh, no question about that.
It's on my resume, for God's sake.
She's a pro. That's very impressive. But there was that one dude. He's he passed away a couple years ago, but he was in the news because he had hiccups that he could not stop, and medicine couldn't stop. And he had them for 15 years or something.
Are you serious? Yeah. How old was he when he died?
He was like in his 70s or something.
Really? He lived
or maybe 60s,
a pretty normal life?
Yeah, but he had hiccups for 15 years. He had hiccups every minute. Can you imagine?
Don't think about that. Whatever you do, don't think about that.
That's the worst ever. I would think that would shorten your life.
Yeah, just from
sleeping.
You'd be so miserable, you'd want to die.
I think I would. Yeah. I think I would kill myself.
How could you sleep at all?
I don't know. And eating would be difficult. Drinking? Sex? Can you imagine having sex with that guy?
No, I can't, but I can imagine
can you
having sex with that guy.
Him?
God. All right, so crisis averted?
Yeah,
did it work?
Good. It worked.
All right, now.
That's amazing.
Now we have a new problem that we have to deal with.
What?
Because this is me.
Don't you dare start talking about the goddamn Channel 4 weather chick.
No, she looks pretty good
today. I'll punch you right in the head.
She looks pretty good today. And she's wearing something with buttons, and she could undo one button. It would be better. But I'm in a studio today, and we have no bell.
Yeah.
What about?
He can't really function.
I can't
a bell.
Work.
You know how he is.
I can't work without a bell.
OCD.
Yeah, you're getting way worse on your OCD thing.
I just found out I have Asperger's syndrome. Yeah.
What am I supposed to do though? So here's the crack intern staff. Who's Teen Wolf? Is that who's working here today?
Yeah.
I just met Teen Wolf for the first time, and I said, "Here's your mission, bell." And he just is not treating it seriously. He's like, "Yeah, okay, I'll work on that."
Because you're retarded.
No,
I walked in the other room and they said, Bean has Teen Wolf looking for a 24-hour store so he can buy a bell.
Yes. And then eventually he came back and said there wasn't one open till 7.
Right.
And that's unlikely in Southern California that there's not some sort of office supply deal that's open 24 hours. Come on. In this town, there have to be places that people can go to get office supplies in the middle of the night.
Before he leaves to go get the office supplies, does he have to wash his hands three times and then open the door twice and then jump over cracks three times? And
I don't have any of those things.
I think you'll live.
I'm just saying.
Well, just go ding.
We have this.
Yeah, Omar sent that in as a backup. But
well, that's good.
That sounds kind of like a fat bell, though. That's much that's heavier. It's
too
weightier.
Close to the cowbell.
It's weightier than the regular bell.
It is. I'm going to try to struggle through, but it will not be easy. I mean, you are asking me to pitch with my arm tied behind my back. That's what you're asking me to do right
let's
now.
Let's try not to mention any women's names for an hour.
Did you hear the first 2 minutes of conversation with Lisa?
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Almost impossible. Yeah, that's Carney Wilson right there. That is Carney Wilson.
Did you see her on the cover of, I don't know, OK,
yes.
People,
she's
US,
to lose
Fat Weekly?
Again.
Fat Weekly. Yeah, she's on the cover, and she lost weight, and she's happy. Still fat,
yep.
Though.
Yeah. Well, she had that surgery, that staple stomach thing.
Yeah.
And then gained it all back and more, I think. And
she
now
had
is
a baby.
Now is trying to lose it again.
Ton of weight. And yeah, exactly. But how do you put them on the cover when they're like, I'm going to lose it again?
Right.
That's a cover.
I'm on the way. I'm just beginning to lose. Still fat. Just, but I'm probably going to lose more.
Seems to me they should just let us know when she's lost weight, then put her on the cover.
And now she's got another reality show. She was on something. She was on that show, wasn't she, where they...
The celebrity fitness thing.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And now she's got a spinoff of that where she and Maureen McCormick, who's TV's Marsha Brady,
yeah,
and Bobby Brown, all of whom were on the other show, are opening a bed and breakfast.
Are you serious?
Wait a second.
That's the show that's out now.
What the hell?
I don't know.
When is that on?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't think it's started.
Ever.
I don't think it's started yet.
Wasn't Tori Spelling doing a bed and breakfast?
Tori and Dean were doing a bed and breakfast also, yeah.
Oh my God.
Apparently it's very hot. So that's a
show. The bed and breakfast is hot?
No, I'm saying the concept of celebrities in bed and breakfast, because there are a lot of people out there going, hey, is there a bed and breakfast run by a guy who used to be a New Edition? Let's go there. Anyway,
that is so a pretty bizarre. Big market.
Good times.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday, and it's the 18th of
August.
That's not bad.
Much better.
Not bad at all.
Okay.
Much better. If people want to become involved in that, they can do what? They call the Afro line?
323-520-AFRO if you want to be part of the August opening on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Fewer dudes, if you don't mind.
Yeah. That's our last woman, by the way, at this point.
What?
That's the last woman we got so far.
Oh, man. I think we need to have somebody else go through the calls, if you know what I mean.
It's your boy Omar. Talk
Could
to him.
Be.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying about Omar. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
Monday morning, we got Rise Against in studio.
Yeah.
Brand new music. Talk to the band. Very excited about that.
We're a little out of sync on the applause.
Sorry. Yes. Wasn't good. Should I try it again?
Yeah.
Sure.
We got Rise Against in the studio.
Oh, my God! Yeah!
I don't think you have to be that far over the top.
Damn it, I'm sorry.
Just we want to be together on the applause is
okay.
All.
All right, one more time.
All right. Rise Against in studio today.
Yay.
Nope.
That was pretty good.
More excitement for you, B. We'll work on it during the break. Also, we are going to go through the country song, and I'm not kidding you when I say the title of the country song is I Still Like Baloney.
Oops.
Yeah.
There we go. It's not just a country song. It's the number one country song in America.
Is it really?
That's
wow.
Why Ralph was talking about it last week, is they were celebrating Alan Jackson's, I think, 50th number one record or something like that.
And but this, isn't that what is happens it. Is just because Alan Jackson has 49, then he releases this POS and they go, yep, that guy likes baloney.
People like the song. It's
my God, that guy likes baloney.
I don't put it in the top 10 Alan Jackson songs of all time.
I don't have that category because he sings country and I'm not a big country fan.
But people do seem to like it. So you be the judge when you hear it later on.
I can be the judge now. It's called I Still Like Baloney.
I'm telling you, it's not as bad a song as you think it is based on the title.
All right. Armenian comedian. Got some new video for you. We're going to talk to him today. He's crazy.
Have you seen it?
I've seen part of it. I haven't finished it yet. But
the things Psycho Mike does to the Armenian comedian in this video, I haven't done to my wife.
Yeah, oh well, that's everything, really.
What? You've never commanded a midget to bite your wife's nipples?
And that's just for starters.
Yeah. Psycho Mike uses these things just as an opportunity to abuse. And since it's the Armenian comedian, we're all happy about it.
There's no part of his body you haven't touched or licked. I mean, you were all over him.
Yeah. Yeah, I dug deep.
You could have at least bought him a drink first.
Wow, that's not something I want to hear about. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Mm-hmm.
tell you about that. We're going to tell you about our new, can I say it now, or do we wait for the announcement till just after 6?
What's the announcement?
With the deal, with the thing in the city.
Well, I mean, just after 6 o'clock, we'll be giving you details on our upcoming singles party to Las Vegas. How about that?
It's not,
not
really
a singles party, but singles okay. Party.
Yeah, it's the latest, it's the a variation on the theme. Is what it is. And we'll tell you just after 6.
Ralph just said in my headphones, as if we don't know. Swingers. also on today's show, we are going to... That's pretty much it. Yeah. That's it.
Did you change your mind about something? We're not going to do it anymore?
Oh, I have highlights of Olympic trampoline.
Oh, if thank God. I'm looking forward to that.
I've been waiting for
that. Trampolining was on over the weekend. Very exciting. Very exciting.
I bet they jump really high.
Go USA.
I can't wait.
Is what I'm telling you. So I got highlights of that. And Olympic handball. There's a lot of really dumb sports in the Olympics.
Have you watched the synchronized diving?
Yes, dumb.
But amazing.
Yes, but I've come to the conclusion.
And then you go, wow.
Yeah, but I've come to the conclusion that amazing does not make it an Olympic sport. I don't think.
I never knew about
because
that.
Because the trampolining is also amazing. And yet they're jumping on a trampoline. How's that a sport?
That's what you do in your backyard.
I have some real complaints about some of these Olympic events as well. When I saw the profile on the news this week about the boating team, there's a 58-year-old on U.S. team who's boating.
Yeah.
If a 58-year-old can do it, it shouldn't be in the Olympics, period.
Yeah, I agree. There's kayaking. I don't know what that's about. There's
walking.
Walking, that's my favorite.
Walking.
If the word walking is involved in the title, it shouldn't be an Olympic sport. About two-thirds of the sports in the Olympics are just stupid.
Yeah, I have to agree.
You know the USA does not have a handball team?
I do know that. You know why? Most effed up sport ever. They don't have any idea what they're doing in handball. It's kind of an amalgamation of every sport that's ever been out there. And it's just stupid.
Well,
stop
and
it.
I object.
I got to be honest. Now that the Michael Phelps watch is over, I don't care much about the Olympics. I'm interested in the USA basketball. I'm interested in that. But beyond that, there's not a lot else I'm looking forward to this week.
I always watch gymnastics.
That was only the first competition of the trampoline. There's
oh, there
more.
Will be more? Okay.
I think there's more today and tomorrow.
Okay, well, maybe I'm back in then.
USA.
Okay.
That's what you're talking about.
Oh, wait, we're already out. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 551. You got a
bell.
It was
so
shocking.
Yeah. Now I feel like I can do a show. Hey, Ralph Garman, I had a question for you, my friend.
Oh, Jesus
already?
Christ.
He hasn't even started.
It's Monday. Just leave me alone.
We have a really precarious balance as it is here in the studio with everybody, different personalities and space and everything.
I just was going to ask a question.
And then the hammer comes in and just starts just beating people up with a sledge.
Don't hurt him, Hammer.
Oh, dear God. I think you need to be in another studio.
I would love to be in another city. Could it be at another station?
It could be an R.
It could be another
easily.
State.
On another station.
I was driving into, what is it, K-Rock this morning, and I drove by Television City. And big old line of like 80 people, lawn chairs, sleeping bags, the whole deal. Is that still the Price is Right BS?
Those are
indeed. Still people in 2008 lining up overnight to get into the Price is Right
Absolutely.
At like noon?
Yep. It is still a huge, huge hit.
That's amazing.
Really surprised me when I drove by and saw that.
Post Bob Barker with Jim Carrey as the new host.
That's part of what surprised me.
Monster
hit. I knew a lot of people had the hots for Bob, and that's why they were there. But Drew Carey draws him, too.
You know the majority of the audience is made up of college kids.
Really?
And they would love Drew Carey.
And they love Drew Carey. And they love the game anyway. Apparently, it's a huge hit on college campuses.
Well, when you're high and you're skipping class.
A lot of times you roll out of bed.
Guessing the price of macaroni.
Yeah. You know, you're hungover, you roll out of bed around 10 a.m. That's the thing that's on. And they sit around in the dorms and they try to guess the price of things.
Well, they have the munchies and they look at it on and they go, wow, that looks good.
Wow, Rice-A-Roni. I'd go for some of that right now. What's that, like $1.29? Ding, ding, ding. Hey, I can play that game. Plinko.
Well, it was a little eye-opening for me to see that. But anyway, 5:53 details on not a singles party coming up after 6 right now. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's
going
on?
Didn't we say it over the weekend in the breakers what it was?
I don't think we did.
We said it sometime on Friday.
No,
I know that.
No, 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 no.
I think we did our hilarious.
The breaker said, I can't give you too much detail. Yeah. It's a Schminger, Schmarty, and Schmash Schmeg.
Right.
Because we're waiting for the big announcement.
Well, no one knows what that meant.
Right, right.
So 10 minutes from now, we'll unveil it if you have not been able to figure it out.
Did you get the email I sent you, by the way? Of the young couple? That heard about us talking it over the weekend?
Oh, the one where you said, oh, everybody's fat and ugly, huh?
Yeah. See those photos?
That. Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't get the photos. CBS wouldn't let me download them.
That's how hot they were?
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
Listen, I don't know.
I'll show them to you.
All right, thank you.
Nice.
Yep. They're not swingers.
especially the dude.
Back to you.
Well, the Dark Knight is no longer champ. Finally, something took him down. It took the combined power of Ben Stiller, Robert Downey Jr., and Jack Black to topple Batman. Tropic Thunder came in at number one this weekend at the box office wars. $26
million. That was a funny movie.
That was just this weekend. Not counting what they made starting on Wednesday.
Right.
Dark Knight made just about $17 million. Good enough to keep it at number two. Then Star Wars The Clone Wars, that freaking cartoon.
Really?
Number three at the box office with about $16 million. Huh. That's got to pay for itself right there, right?
No,
how much could it cost to do a freaking Star Wars cartoon?
Yeah.
Mirrors, the horror movie with Kiefer Sutherland, came in at number four. Pineapple Express, still in the top five with $10 million. The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor was six. Mamma Mia was seven. The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, duh, was number eight. Step Brothers, nine. And Vicky Cristina Barcelona, the Woody Allen film, number 10.
Did you see that, Ralph?
This weekend. I haven't. No,
excited about Woody Allen
weekend
porn.
Was nuts. I did not get to the movies, sadly, but I will be going, perhaps this week.
Looks good. Scarlett Johansson. Mm.
Congratulations to Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi. They got married Saturday at their home in Beverly Hills.
But they're women.
Yes. Isn't that nutty?
That's the best.
Here's the new thing. Now in California, gay people can be married.
What's going on in this state? I leave for a minute and the whole place goes to hell.
It's madness. Ellen is 50, by the way. Portia, 35. I didn't know there was that big a an age difference between the two.
Gay marriage. Next thing you know, they'll want to vote.
Well done, Ellen DeGeneres.
I bet she wore a suit.
I think she did, in fact, wear pants, a button-up shirt, and a vest all in white. That's what Ellen wore.
Yeah.
Portia wore a light pink dress, which was backless, apparently showing off her smooth, tan skin.
She's pretty.
She's so pretty. Why doesn't she ever act anymore, by the way?
I don't know.
Doesn't need to.
It's true.
She's got a sugar mama.
Ellen's got so much money. It works with men, women, it doesn't matter.
I guess.
Speaking of so much money, can you believe that the people that surround Mary-Kate Olsen are concerned because they think she is shopping too much?
Doesn't she have over
$1 billion? Yeah.
Her financial people are telling her to slow down because they're worried about the pace with which she is going through her money.
How much
can she be spending that a red flag goes up with the Mary-Kate Olsen camp?
Well, none of it's on food, so she's got that to blow. That's bizarre. She has literally a billion with a B dollars.
So how much can she be spending where her financial people go, hey, hold on a second there. Two yachts a day. That's a bad habit.
I don't know.
I can't imagine what she's spending, but Us Weekly Magazine says that they're concerned.
Unless you're buying real estate, it's kind
of
hard.
She drinks a lot of coffee.
Starbucks is not in
that's
expensive.
True. That's true.
She's
quite expensive.
Always pictured with that's coffee true. In her hands.
Unless you're buying buildings, it seems like there's nothing else you could buy that would eat up that much fortune very quickly.
My wife and I have a mutual friend that works at Barney's of New York on Rodeo Drive, or Wilshire by Rodeo Drive, and he says that it's a rarity that she's not in there. The day that she doesn't show up and buy thousands of dollars worth of clothes is a blue moon.
Don't care.
But she can do that for
dollars, you could do that
for a century.
No, you're exactly right. I'm just saying, but you know, clothes there are extremely expensive, and she's there
a $1 billion.
You're right. I know. I'm just saying.
She could buy any coat in the place, Mike.
She could buy just stuff to wipe her ass at Barney's every day and still have a lot of pocket change.
See, I think Bean's point was, unless she's buying real estate, you can't spend at any clothing store
$1 million.
Enough.
You just can't.
Yeah, Mike Tyson went broke, and they have more money than Mike Tyson, but he was making over $100 million at one fight.
He was buying tigers. When you start buying tigers on a regular basis, maybe you're going through your money.
That's true.
That's the sign that I look for to make sure I'm not gone too far, is when I start buying tigers.
Yeah, that would be good for you to stop at that level. Speaking of Mary-Kate Olsen, the investigation into the death of Heath Ledger has been officially closed, even though police got a subpoena that could have made...
Really,
Pina?
Really?
Pretty close, yeah.
Oh, God.
Kevin gave me the ruling.
I'm down with that.
Oh, my God.
Even though they got a subpoena, they could have made Mary-Kate Olsen testify as to what role she played, if any, in supplying the drugs to Heath. Investigators decided just to close the case and not to pursue it.
Hey, it costs a lot to have a person put down, too. So
that's
where some of the money went.
Maybe she's paying hush money on the drug dealer that she bought the drugs for Heath Ledger with. Maybe that's how she's going through all her cash.
Let me just see if I got this right. Allegedly.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm saying blackmail. That's the one thing you could spend money on that could quickly burn through your riches.
Why does the mail have to be black?
It's sorry.
Ruff, don't yell at me for asking a question that you don't have the answer to. But
I don't have to yell at you. I can punch you now.
Dean asks questions that can't be answered.
You're in the room. I can smack you.
Refresh my memory on the Heath Ledger investigation. Did they determine that those drugs that he ingested that day were not prescribed to him? And the thinking is that maybe he got them from another person like a Mary-Kate?
To the best of my recollection, Senator, I believe that there were prescription drugs there that were not prescribed to Heath Ledger.
Gotcha. And that would make sense why they would want to be asking around to his friends.
And he was in her apartment.
Right.
So
right.
That was a big part of it, too. Speaking of drugs, you know Craig Robinson? He was in Pineapple Express, also plays Daryl on The Office, plays the...
Oh, yeah, he was great.
He's the black dude who plays the head... warehouse guy.
Yes. He got hit with the coffee maker and has a bird face in Pineapple Express, yes.
He also got hit with felony possession charges.
Oh.
On June the 29th. Can't believe we're just hearing about it now. TMZ's got the story. Apparently it happened right here in Culver City, California. And the police found a lot of contraband in his vehicle, apparently, while making a routine traffic stop. The actor was arrested for felony possession and for being under the influence of, wait for it, meth, ecstasy,
dude,
coke, and cannabis.
All at once.
Why did the convict have to be a black guy? It is such a stereotype.
Here in Culver City, they call that the Omar cocktail. Meth, ecstasy, coke, and pot. That's hardcore.
But you get too high, then you got to bring yourself down. Then you get too high, then you got to bring yourself down. Then you're too low, you got to bring yourself back up.
It's all about fine-tuning.
Yeah.
It's all about fine-tuning. So he's going to be spending some time in a courtroom real soon.
Wow.
And here's the oddest remake ever.
Okay.
I think this is a strange choice, but apparently Warner Brothers is bringing back the Banana Splits. Do you remember the Banana Splits?
No.
Not really.
The Banana Splits was a kid show.
Okay.
Hanna-Barbera put it together, but it was live action. It had like people dressed in like big costumes.
One of those that you should be on acid to watch?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very trippy, psychedelic. Maybe you know the theme song. Here's the theme song from this. La, la, la.
I sort of remember the tune of it. But.
Yeah, it was a Saturday morning show that was, it was like H.R. Puff and stuff. If you were high as a kite, you would love the show. Because it was like talking dogs. I think one was a dog, one was a gorilla, one was an elephant, and one was a lion. That's what made up the band, the Banana Splits. They were kind of patterned after the Monkees or the Beatles, that kind of thing.
Right.
Anyway, Warner Brothers thinks we need them back. And so they're coming back. Cartoon Network is going to start airing their shorts, but there's going to be a new line of DVDs and CDs, along with a live performance tour.
Yes.
Who's begging for the Banana Splits to get back together?
Yes.
Can the Archies be far behind?
Oh, please, let it be so. I want to bang Betty so bad. And Veronica. Same time, man.
They have the exact same body, remember?
Yeah.
Jughead sandwich. That's what I want. Today's celebrity birthday is Roman Polanski, 75 years old today. Did you see that documentary on HBO? Roman Polanski Desired and Wanted? Fascinating.
I heard it was really good.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, take a look. It's interesting. Interesting stuff. 75 years old today.
And he left the country after he was convicted and then never came back?
He was never convicted.
Never convicted.
He left in the middle of the trial, basically.
Wow.
Thought he was being railroaded. Split, and then they convicted him after he had already split the country.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to get raped, and it's going to make me hate being gay.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't at all. Robert Redford, legendary movie star, is 71 years old today. Patrick Swayze turns 56. Dennis Leary, comedian and actor, is 51. Christian Slater turns 39 years old today, as does Edward Norton. And Malcolm Jamal Warner, Theo Huxtable from the... Cosby Show, is 38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Rise Against joins us in the studio later on this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. They're going to have new music for us. Bring in the new music. Talk about the new album. Very excited. Love those guys. Plus, we have more tickets for you to join us for our breakfast with Weezer. When are we doing that, by the way? Soon?
Tomorrow.
Oh, giving them away?
Yeah.
Soon.
Okay. Stand by for details.
But it is, you can hear it tomorrow here at krock.com, our breakfast with Weezer.
Ralph is back in the studio. It's a big day for Ralph. Something's happening. Something's about to be unfolded on the Kevin and Bean Show that Ralph has been up our asses about for 10 years.
Not just me.
Not just Ralph. Yeah.
People have been begging.
True.
Every time we have a singles party, and we've done many, many singles parties, and the reason for that is it's impossible to meet somebody in Southern California. You hear girls say it all the time, you hear guys say it all the time. So at least we know that when we throw a party like that, everybody's single, everybody likes K-Rock. You got a couple of
place to start.
Steps forward.
Yeah.
But every single time we do a singles party, we get people complaining, hey, what about the couples? Hey, what about us?
Our response in the past has been, you have someone to have sex with. That's why not you. That's why singles.
But then it's the same old person they're having sex with.
That's the problem.
And that's the downside.
Can I read you a quick email?
Yes, please.
Hello, Ralph. I heard on Friday's show about your upcoming swingers party. I've actually emailed you a couple of times before about doing one of these, and I think it's really cool that Kevin and Bean Show is finally going to be doing one. I imagine a lot of people will be trying to get through, so I'll send my email early. Our names are Justin and Nicole. I'm 27. She's 23. We absolutely love to go to the river and the beach and water skiing and kayak. We've got very outgoing personalities, a good sense of humor. We've been dating for a couple of years now, and we're looking to try something new. We've talked about swinging before, but don't know how to go about finding the right place and the right people. This seems like the best, fun, safest way to start with the Kevin and Bean K-Rock audience. If there's anything you'd like to know or anything else I can do, please let me know. This is Justin, and he sent some pictures along of himself and his lovely girlfriend.
Oh, yes. I like where this is going. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
And look how attractive and fit they are, Kevin. I just thought you might want to know.
Giggity,
giggity. Yeah. That this is the quality of swinger we're talking about right here. Mother effer!
Okay, so we'll put those pictures up at the door. And anybody who doesn't measure up doesn't get in.
I'm just
saying. And you know who's going to be there? Those two people.
These are the kind of people who are interested in swinging.
Let me interrupt for 1 second and explain to the audience what's going on here.
Our 10-year argument?
Yes. The argument has been, every time Ralph has said, come on, let's do a swingers party, lots of people would be into it. There are lots of couples who are looking to try something new. Kevin has come back with, we don't want the world's ugliest people at our event because all swingers are, say it with me,
fat and ugly.
Right.
And that's part of that has been part of what has slowed down the process of getting this thing off the ground. But now we're going for it.
Are there exceptions to the rule? Yes. Most of them fat and ugly.
It's a new swinger world, Kevin. Listen, you're thinking 1970s key parties.
You or me?
Me.
Oh, that's right.
I tell you every time. I'm the only guy who's actually been to swinger parties.
Now, do people have to have some kind of a license to swing, or are there groups that they have to be a member of? How's this work?
Yes, you need a license.
I don't know.
You're thinking of fishing.
No, I just
we're going to give out learner's permits.
No, I'm saying we're doing a swingers party, but you don't necessarily have to have a lot of experience and have done
it. In fact, I think, like Justin and his girlfriend Nicole, I think this is the perfect opportunity for them to dip their toe in the swingers pool.
Or whatever they want.
Or
whatever part of their body you want to dip.
You can use your toe.
It's an opportunity to feel it out, so to speak.
Hey.
To get a sense of, then talk to some other people who may have the same interests as you, and you can choose to engage, you can choose to not to engage, but you will be, and I promise, in a very sexualized atmosphere, and that's half the fun.
And where are we doing that? We're doing it at a church here in Southern California?
I believe it's a Baptist church in Pacoima. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's Las Vegas!
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're going to Vegas.
We're talking about the Kevin and Bean Swingers Party with round trip airfare for two and two nights at Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, which is going to be next weekend. You know, I don't think we're going to have time actually to take calls for swingers here.
What?
I think what we ought to do is start taking calls over the course of the next few minutes and then maybe do it at 7 o'clock. Talk to swingers at 7 o'clock. How about that?
Okay.
Give people a chance to check it with their significant other.
True.
Check your calendar for next weekend and see if it's something you want to be a part of.
Because the party will be Sunday night.
That's right. Yes. Sunday night.
And you'll be staying over Monday night as well in Las Vegas, Nevada. So make sure you can get Monday and Tuesday free and clear on your schedule before you call in, because if you can't go to the party, we don't want to waste time with you.
Party Sunday and Sunday night, and then we're going to broadcast live Monday from Vegas.
And you get to hang out Monday night in Vegas as well, and then you come back on Tuesday. So you're going to need to clear a couple days off your calendar.
Now, there are people who have, like you described, Ralph, who have thought about swinging and just have never had an opportunity, never had a place to go, thing to do. There are other people listening right now who are hearing about it and thinking about it for the first time ever. What advice do you have for those people who might be wondering whether it's right for them?
Lose some weight.
Oh, stop it. Lose some years. Is that what you're going to say, Kevin?
Sure.
No. Here's the thing.
It's not for everybody, right?
It isn't for everybody. And you should have this. You should have had this discussion with your significant other before you decide to go to this party.
Don't spring it on them.
Yeah. If you're just thinking now, hey, maybe I should do that and I'll drag my wife along and see if she wants to. Or I'll bring my boyfriend along so he can watch me. No. You know, this may be not for you. This may not be the time. This is for people who have been thinking about it but don't know how to start, or maybe some people who already are in the swinging lifestyle and would like to I would like to meet some interesting new partners.
Sir, you're happy with your marriage?
Monogamy, period. Monogamy. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Monogamy.
All right.
Well, that's the name of our party.
So there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Someday, you gotta find another lay. And Kevin and Bean will give you that chance at the swingers. Party.
I say F monogamy.
F it.
Have sex with anybody.
That's right.
I say F monogamy.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a swingers party.
Woo!
It's Kevin and Bean's F Monogamy Swingers Party.
That's the official title.
Wow.
I like it.
F Monogamy.
So it's kind of the best of both worlds, Ralph, because you have a committed partner, a relationship that's important to you, and you also get to bang around.
This is for the sexually adventurous, people who want to explore sex with other people but want to do it in an open, honest way and share it with their partner so that they can have this shared experience. And it's for people who can separate sex from love and from relationships. They're two separate things in the swingers lifestyle world. It's known as sort of recreational or sports sex.
You know that there are guys out there right now going, okay, I'm going to call my wife. I'm going to tell her that we're... Oh, Kevin and Bean are having a party in Vegas. We should go.
It's just a party. What kind of party?
Just party.
Just
a party.
Caesar's party. Just Vegas party.
Are they going to throw up?
She's, get there
she's
and
gonna
find
go,
out.
Are you insane?
Everyone here is fat.
Oh, will you stop
that? That's what
they
say. Look at the pictures of Justin and Nicole.
Right.
I think we should invite Justin Nicole, by
I
the way.
I do, too.
Or,
I think we
or the actors
the
that they hired to portray
oh,
them in the email.
Stop. What look how attractive and
right.
nice they are.
That way we'll have two
look.
People there that are attractive.
All right, here's what we're going to do, guys.
You're not welcome, Kevin.
We should put him behind the velvet rope, looking in, just eating a fat burger, all drunk.
I wish Hack was being there. She's pretty.
I think if I had to include myself in one of the groups, it would probably be Fat Nugget.
Probably. You're neither fat nor ugly.
No, all right.
But I have been to parties where you would be the ugliest person in the room.
No, you
have.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
I have.
No, you have.
I know, because I was the ugliest person.
All right. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We can't take calls right now because we have a very busy schedule. But 1-800-5-
So we're throwing a party without inviting anyone. That's
no,
what you're saying.
No, I'm saying we're going to let them call and work it out with you know, with Miss Cleo on the phone. And we'll line up some people to talk to just after 7 o'clock this morning. And we'll start letting people into the Kevin and Bean Swingers Party. How about that?
That's sounds ideal.
F monogamy. That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about. We're going to Las Vegas this weekend, and we'd like you to join us, and we'll take some calls.
More tickets for our breakfast with Weezer on the way. More tickets to the Kevin and Bean Swingers Party, the F monogamy party that we just announced on the show here this morning, and the band Rise Against is going to be in here. What about our pal Harvey Levin from TMZ.com on the phone with us right now? Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, guys.
Thank
I
you.
Was Annalisa May.
Hello, Harvey.
I was just listening to Ralph talking about Mary-Kate and the money thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the funny thing is, you know our story about the kitchen, that they're withholding $30,000 of her security deposit, which has got to count for something, because she supposedly destroyed a kitchen, my favorite story ever.
What did she do to a kitchen? She doesn't use it to cook.
She remodeled a kitchen in a house that she leased, and they said they ruined it. But, I mean, why would Mary-Kate Olsen remodel a kitchen?
Yeah, she's not exactly
the funniest thing ever.
It is.
Good point.
Well, what do you, I mean, how much money could she possibly be spending that would make a dent in her fortune, Harvey?
Well, I don't believe it. I mean, I don't believe it. The chick's got a billion bucks.
Yeah, with a B. That's pretty much unlimited.
And she shops.
Yeah.
You know.
Unless you're shopping for countries, I don't think you can spend that much money.
Exactly.
Harvey, of course, is the man behind TMZ.com, which is the number one entertainment website in the world. It's our Bible here at the Kevin and Bean Show.
Can I just drive this just for one second?
Certainly.
You got to know something. So I just got in. So the first thing I looked at, Time Magazine is accusing John McCain of running a TMZ campaign.
Are you kidding me? It's an adjective now?
I am telling you, this is the greatest story.
Wow,
ever.
You've made it.
I've totally made it. And they say, we're just putting the story up, but they are saying that it relies on mocking celebrities because of, you know, that ad that he put in.
Sure, right.
And it's akin to mocking celebrities for DUI write-ups and nipple slips. Which, you know, we think is just such a cheap shot. And when we put this article up, we will be blue-linking to the nipple slip gallery.
Yes, he does have a nipple slip gallery. That is true.
Of course you do.
You do good work.
That's hilarious. I hadn't heard anything about actor Craig Robinson, who we know as the head of the warehouse on The Office, and of course he's in the Pineapple Express right now too. Very talented actor. Apparently, the dude loves drugs. Apparently, that's what we're learning about this dude. What do you know about this story, Harvey?
Well, I got to do some full disclosure here. I was traveling on Friday when this thing broke.
Right.
It's almost like The Office meets CSI with Gary Dordain.
Yes.
It really is.
He had everything in his system.
So they say.
All drugs.
but you know, so just the way it all ended up with Gary Dordain, he ended up pleading no contest, getting no jail time, and on a beach in, I think, somewhere around France with a bunch of topless women for 3 weeks. So,
yeah, that's rough.
So
right?
Your message to the kids is it pays to do drugs?
Right, I'm not saying it exactly that way.
You know, this is good. I'm going to sound naive or ignorant or something, but what's new with that, right? I'm always surprised when a celebrity or somebody with a lot of money ends up on meth. To me, meth always seems like the poor man's drug. But it affects everybody, I guess. No matter where you're coming from, there's some attraction to those people who have a Jones for stuff like that.
Yeah, it's, you know, I can't explain the psychology of this. It is really weird. I got to tell you something. Just when you start looking at this, they're no different than, you know, the rest of society. I mean,
yeah.
There's a huge problem. I don't think this is a you pass this off to wacky celebrities doing this. I mean, it's everywhere.
It's just
no,
people.
It is, but, you know, a lot of people think that if you're successful as a celebrity, then that means that you have no problems because you can afford to not have any problems.
Well, at least
right. People
drive.
Think that.
People
no.
think that, but that's not true. What happens is you have time and money, and you can kind of indulge your weaknesses.
Yeah.
And but, so it's harder.
But can't you get different or better drugs than meth if you've got some money, though? That's what I'm saying.
Maybe he thought, my teeth look too good.
I
need a drug that will dull them.
I can't. I cannot. Can we change the subject
yes.
for a minute? So we put a poll up. Oh, by the way, did you see the John Mayer video we put up yesterday?
I have not seen that yet, no.
It's amazing.
What is
well,
it?
He's your best friend.
Well, he's not my best friend.
Well, I'm just saying,
he's your
he
best
has
friend.
A tight, very tight relationship with TMZ. He practically works for you.
He doesn't work.
Say it.
He doesn't work.
All right, go ahead. What is it?
Well, all I can say is, look, I mean, I've met the guy once in my life, but I did send a message through somebody to him on Thursday, and I said, unless we hear back from you, we're going to say that the reason she broke up with you is because Norman the dog hated you. And we never heard back from him.
I like the Harvey's now blackmailing people.
Right. No, but, so then he comes out and he talks. I was just kidding.
I don't know.
I mean, I know I actually said that to him, but I was kidding. But on Sunday, he comes out and he starts talking to our cameraman. And it's on the site, and I'm telling you, it is really amazing because I've never seen a celebrity being so open. He was pissed off that Us Weekly was saying that he cheated on Jen. He was really, really pissed off.
Right.
And said, what do they know? Come on, bring some evidence forward. And then he was basically saying, look, nobody cheated in this relationship. And you got to see the video. It's about 3 minutes long. But he's so open about this thing. And he starts saying, look, I didn't want to waste your time. And he said, it's better to be alone. And I didn't want to waste your time. But he's making it real clear. But he walked on her just because apparently he couldn't commit, but you got to watch this. And he still likes her a lot, but he walked away from the relationship because he just couldn't commit to her. You got to see this. It's really
how about that?
Imagine, yeah, it's really interesting.
Imagine that's your life today is you're dumping Jennifer Aniston just because you can.
Just because. Yeah. I don't want to waste your time.
Because you can.
And you can do as well elsewhere. A
lot of other girls out there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he'll find them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see the... we did a poll called the Who Would You Rather poll that we did.
You've been doing that.
Yeah.
Now you're doing Olympians versus Stars. But
well,
that's
I think that's great.
That's a great series that you have going on.
I love it. But, I mean, this actually was a game. You know Dorothy Lucy is?
Yes.
Yes.
On Fox?
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy and I and a bunch of friends used to go to Arrowhead, and we used to drink and play the game. And
so you're a friend of Dorothy's?
I'm a friend.
Oh, that's been rumored for years.
That was too easy.
So now you're doing it on this site, though, so people...
Well, yeah, so we used to play this game, and then if the two people that you picked were really unappealing, you would say Hitler. And,
sure.
And it was like the escape clause. So we did it on Sunday with the Olympians. So we said, who would you rather, Michael Phelps or George Clooney? What do you think, Lisa May?
I got to go with George Clooney.
57% said Michael Phelps.
Really?
Are you kidding? That's 57% shocking.
57% said Michael Phelps.
Wow. Well, he is the Energizer Bunny.
And
I guess. But...
Misty May. Who would you rather, Misty May or...
She's the volleyball player?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or Heather Locklear, Kevin?
Heather Locklear.
Bean.
Yeah, Heather Locklear, absolutely.
I mean, Misty May is cute for an athlete, but she's also, you know.
Heather won 60%, 40%.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'm not surprised.
You got to pick two bad people, Harvey. That's too easy.
Well, we have a bunch of them in there. Yeah. We've got like 40 of them in.
We play Harvey Levin or Doc on the Rock. That's the game we play here.
Oh, how dare you?
All right, we're out of time, Harvey. Always great to catch up with you. TMZ.com, of course, is the site. The TV show TMZ TV is on weeknight, 6:30 on Channel 11. Have a terrific week. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
See you guys. Bye.
We are lining up people to talk to just after the top of the hour who are interested in being part of our party at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas this Sunday night. It's the F Monogamy Kevin and Bean Swingers Party. If it's something you've always thought about, something maybe you're doing now, you can give us a call. We're auditioning you at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin, what's going on with our friend Bob Dylan?
Well, last week, remember Ralph was telling us that, Bob Dylan, first of all, is a hero of many, many musicians.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, everybody looks up to Bob Dylan.
Sure.
And Ralph did a story last week where Anthony Kiedis is a huge fan and apparently was stepping over people's corpses to get up to the front row.
Like kicking babies to get near,
stuff like
near
that.
To see the stage.
Get up there and he could watch him closely. So we thought we would check in with Bob and just find out, you know, how things are going with him and his theme time lemonade hour, whatever it is he does.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
How you doing? And you as well, my friend, whatever that was. What about this story? Is it true? Can we count Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers among those musicians who worship you? Anthony Kiedis is?
He's a freak.
He's a freak?
Yeah. No, Anthony and I are good friends.
Oh, you're good friends.
Yeah.
You and Anthony, you actually know each other. It goes beyond just fan and artist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, who knew? I had no idea you were acquainted.
Yeah, he's right here.
He's right there with you now?
Yeah. Walk-a-dang-dong.
What?
Anthony, they're kidding me.
The cosmos of the rings of Saturn bring together love for green tea.
That's Anthony, all right?
All right.
There's no question that's it. What are you guys doing hanging out together?
We're going to have a happy time, country time, lemonade, theme park hour.
California.
Wait, I'm confused here, Bob. You're talking about your radio show now? Anthony is there for your satellite radio show?
Yeah, you know, every week I get five times and get the own stories about the sun. They do back then, then we don't get fun then.
Smack a dang, boom.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he just said, but Bob does a show where he picks a theme and then he plays music based around that theme and tells stories about
it. That's
that.
What I just said.
I didn't hear you. I couldn't make out what you were saying.
Well, what are you and Anthony doing together on the show then? What's your theme this week?
Anthony's co-hosting me because he's just taking sins.
Whack-a-dang, mozzarella, Coca-Cola, Ayatollah, rock and roller.
All right, I heard mozzarella, Coca-Cola, Ayatollah, rock and roller, but I didn't hear what Bob said. What's the theme?
The theme is dreams.
Smack, smack.
Is
green
skittle bebop?
Not helping
anyone. Anyone getting this?
I can understand Anthony very clearly.
Yeah, I can't figure out what Bob is saying.
Green
ding dang dong.
Yes, that's his theme. The letter F.
Right, that's it. That's all I can hear. I'm sorry, Bob.
Is
smicky dang a dang? Oh, whoa, oh, oh.
Green
what?
All right. Are you saying friends?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
the theme.
That's all I heard was
the theme.
Oh, okay.
Friends forever. What could
dang now you say friends.
Yeah, now. Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah.
All right. What kinds of songs are you playing this week on the show, Bob?
Something like this.
What dang. Smack it on. Waves got.
All right, Anthony, I don't know that yelling California in every song works.
Has so far.
That's true. Like this.
California.
All right. Hey, Bob.
Making me sing.
Bob, do you have any idea what Anthony's saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
California. That's true. Do you have any idea what Bob is saying?
Of course, the idea of love and the solstice of 22 BC brought together by...
All right.
You two are speaking your own language.
Anything.
Four, red, four, whoop, whoop, rockin' no way.
from Saved by the Bell? Is that what you're listening to? This is not a good partnership.
Hey, what is it?
Oh, good. It takes two.
Sing it. Bob Dylan. What you dang with spook, but dang what we do with you. Kill it, bebop.
You finally found the perfect song for Bob. Anthony, did you say California again?
California.
All right. That's great.
Oh,
dear God. Friends theme? I can't take this. All right, guys, listen, we gotta go. Right, California, right. We gotta go, but please don't record together, all right? Do that for us. Please do. Wait, Bob, did you just say California? Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Now, if they're not fat or ugly, Kevin says they're too old.
Oh. No, I just said the photo's 30 years old.
Oh, stop it. Just got another email from Johnny and his girlfriend. They are longtime swingers. They'd like to come to the party. And I think they're also a very fit, attractive couple as well.
They certainly are.
Yes. He is. Okay.
How
we're gonna take
dare you, sir.
We're going to take some calls just after 7, though, if you'd like to be a part of the swingers party that we're going to Las Vegas this weekend.
F Monogamy.
I haven't been to Caesars in a long time. That's a cool, pretty cool venue
out
there.
You know, they've rehabbed it. They've put it.
That's what I hear.
They've done an amazing renovation. I stayed there last time I was in Vegas, as a matter of fact. And it really is.
Good time.
Brand new tower and all the rooms are redone. So.
Didn't you run into this guy?
Monogamy, period. Monogamy. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Monogamy.
Played blackjack with him. F-22. I've been saying it my whole life. F-22. He kept saying it over and over again every time he busted. Let's talk about the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Well, bad news for Batman. No longer tops at the box office. Slipped to second place after 4 weekends on top. Bitches. Pulling in about $17 million, made it number two. But number one, by a long shot, was Tropic Thunder, which made $26 million. Okay. Star Wars The Clone Wars was number three. Then Mirrors, Pineapple Express, The Mummy, Mamma Mia, The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2, Step Brothers, and Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Rounding out your top 10. Box office. John McCain and Barack Obama were asked by Blender Magazine to give them their top 10 favorite songs of all time.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, here we go again.
And they took it back to their handlers and said, all right, guys, write a list that's going to appeal to the people that I want to vote for me.
You would think they would do that, but actually these seem to be pretty indicative of who they are.
Really?
In my opinion.
All right.
We have time to do? Yeah, we got time
to
do.
Yeah, sure.
All right, here's the top 10 John McCain songs, okay?
Okay.
Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by The Platters.
That sounds about right.
Which is a big hit in the 50s.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond was number 9.
Okay. I believe it.
Okay. I've Got You Under My Skin, Frank Sinatra.
Sure.
What a Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong.
Wow.
Good Vibrations, The Beach Boys.
Okay, it's probably the last current hit he heard.
Yeah, he heard when he was at the Hanoi Hilton.
Coming back from Vietnam, right?
Yeah. As Time Goes By from Casablanca.
Okay.
Dooley Wilson.
He's got some bad musical
If We
taste.
Make It Through December by Merle Haggard.
Thank you.
What?
Don't thank me.
It's an awesome, thank you. It's an awesome song.
His Country Blows. Take a Chance on Me by ABBA.
Whoa! Yeah, we knew he liked that one.
Lindsay.
Blue Bayou by Roy Orbison. That's
wow.
a great song.
He and should have taken this back to his handlers.
The number one favorite song for John McCain?
The countdown doesn't stop till we hit the top.
Dancing Queen by ABBA. Two oh. ABBA songs in the top 10.
How wow. many times has he seen Mamma Mia?
All of them.
All right, I'm going to say
that's a pretty popular movie, maybe I should say that. ABBA.
I'm going to say I agree with Ralph that sounds like an actual legitimate list that you would expect from a guy of his age.
It's better than when he said Usher last
right,
week.
Yeah, exactly.
I noticed there isn't an Usher song in the top 10.
Although I admire that young Negro.
That's
sir.
Right. Obama's list.
Okay, here we go.
Number 10, Yes We Can by Will.i.am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 9, City of Blinding Lights by U2.
Okay. Wow.
Number 8, Think by Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
Number 7, You'd Be So Easy to Love, Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
Number 6, Touch the Sky, Kanye West.
That's what I'm talking about.
Word.
Hmm.
Sinner Man by Nina Simone is number 5. Gimme Shelter by The Stones. 4, I'm on Fire by Springsteen. 3, What's Going On, Marvin Gaye. number two, and the number one favorite song of Barack Obama's, Ready or Not by the Fugees.
Fugees.
Fugees?
Fuggies.
Fugees. Yeah.
They sound like legitimate lists.
Sounds like.
Right. Yeah.
So there you go. Now you know who to vote for.
That's how I decide.
Bill Clinton's favorite song they added as a giveaway?
Yeah.
I Kissed a Girl.
Really?
Yeah. Weird. It's funny how he digs that one. It's weird.
That is weird.
They say, this is a great story, there's an actual tabloid that says Derek Jeter and Minka Kelly of Friday Night Lights are getting serious. Okay. And here's how they know. Because they were spotted at a Starbucks in Austin, Texas last Thursday.
Making out?
Why is that a symbol that they're...
I'm trying to figure that out. I've been reading the story over and over again all morning.
That's it?
You see a couple at Starbucks, that's as good as marriage right there. Nothing says true love like a latte. Yeah.
Wasn't he very recently linked with Madonna?
Like, that was A-Rod.
That was A-Rod. Okay.
That was another Yankee.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Madonna celebrated her 50th birthday over the weekend. Apparently Guy Ritchie threw her a surprise party Saturday night in London. There was about 90 of her closest friends were there and came out to celebrate the big 5-0 for Madonna. And apparently Guy snuck her three children in through the back door of the club. Because they're underage, they shouldn't have been there. But they made an exception for Madonna. As a present, Guy Ritchie apparently got her tons and tons of diamonds. No word on how much he spent, but he got a necklace, ring, bracelet, just diamonds, diamonds, diamonds. Because 50 is the diamond anniversary.
Oh, is it?
So there you go.
Well, she paid for it, so whatever he bought her.
He got her a diamond-encrusted bucket to catch her face as it slides off her skull.
which
I thought was very thoughtful. Because there's nothing worse than a trashy-looking face bucket.
That's true. You've been saying that your whole life?
My whole life. You got to get a really high-end quality face bucket when your face is coming off. And lastly, speaking of faces coming off, Amy Winehouse got into another physical altercation with yet another fan. This time it was last Thursday night in Camden, England.
She has a fan?
She's got lots of fans, believe it or not, especially over there in the UK. They seem to forgive. A middle-aged woman approached Amy. Witnesses say she touched her on the shoulder, seemingly out of concern for her health, and was asking her how she was. Amy quickly slapped the lady in the face, screamed at her to let me go, then went running away from the woman, screaming some extremely rude names for her.
Nice.
Okay, that's really not cool.
It really isn't.
Love, how are you feeling? Are you okay? Get away from me!
Today's celebrity birthday is Roman Polanski, legendary movie director who gave us such hits as Chinatown, Rosemary's Baby, I Want to Touch Your Underage Hoo-Ha.
That was a good one.
Wow, that was my favorite film of his.
Won an Oscar for The Pianist, right? Best directing Oscar for The Pianist,
that's
I believe.
Correct, he did.
Yeah.
Pianist.
Pianist.
Oh!
Piano.
Roman's 75 years old today. Robert Redford turns 71. Patrick Swayze is 56 years old today. Pain don't hurt. Swayze. Dennis Leary, actor, comedian, is 51. Christian Slater turns 39. Edward Norton is 39 as well. And Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo Huxtable in The Old Cosby Show, is 38. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Monogamy, period. Monogamy. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Monogamy.
That guy has been saying that his whole life. I can vouch. I've heard him.
Just announced this morning on a brand new Kevin and Bean show is our latest, not singles party, but swingers party to Las Vegas, Nevada. That's the good Las Vegas, by the way. The one in Nevada.
Yeah,
that's the one you want to go to, not the California one.
Couples have been saying forever, you guys always do things for swingers. You have swingers parties. How about something for couples who want to...
You said swingers, you meant singles?
I'm sorry.
That's what they say. You always do singles.
What about couples? What about we want a party hardy too, Marty.
Well, now you can because we're having a Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party at the new Shadow Bar at Caesar's Palace where Ralph has already been. That's where the party's going to be next Sunday night. And then Monday morning next week, we're going to be broadcasting from Rayo's at Caesar's, the all-new Caesar's.
One of my favorite restaurants in Vegas.
So you'll be there. And you'll be there Sunday night and Monday night. 21 and up, 1-800-520-1067 if you're ready to swing.
Someday. You gotta find another lay, and Kevin and Bean will give you that chance at a swingers party.
I say F monogamy.
F it.
Have sex with anybody.
That's right.
I say F monogamy.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a swingers party.
Woo!
It's Kevin and Bean's F monogamy swingers party.
By the way, I think part of the reason we chose Las Vegas is because it's a swingers party, and the whole thing about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah.
Maybe for some people that would be best.
It is ideal, because you can do whatever you want there and then go home just with
exactly.
a guilty look on your face and look at each other and go, did we have fun?
Let's, we did. Let's start with Justin on the phone. He emailed us, and he, Justin, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You and your lady are already in the swingers scene. Is that the deal?
No, actually, we're just starting to look into it. We've looked into it for a while now, but this seems like the best way to go about starting.
Yeah,
yes, it does.
Justin's got a point. A lot of people who are interested in trying to explore the lifestyle, as it's called, don't know where to start, don't know how to meet people, don't know what's expected of them, what's going to happen when they do meet up with other swingers. So this is a great opportunity for someone like Justin and Nicole.
Now, this would be good information for Justin and for others listening, Ralph. What about the people who on paper or in their mind think it's a great idea, and then when it comes time to be at the party and realize, hey, my boyfriend or girlfriend is about to have sex with another person, I don't think I can handle that. What about those? What do you advise for them?
Too bad.
Yeah. There's a minimum sex requirement.
Once you pull the trigger, you can't put the bullet back in the gun. You know what I'm saying?
Because some people don't really know the repercussions to expect after something like that.
Seriously,
right?
Communication is key. You have to have talked about all the possibilities in the situation to make sure both parties are really cool and interested in doing this before you go any further.
What is it that attracts you to the idea of swinging, you and your girlfriend, Justin?
Well, it's like if you're going to be in a long-term committed relationship, it's going to be like the same thing. You know, it's like if you're going to go to the store every day and get the same box of cereal, eventually you want to try a different box.
A different box, yeah.
Well said.
And the thing is, with the lifestyle, if this is the way your mind works, you get to share it with your significant other as opposed to people who go on the internet and look at porn secretly or cheat or anything like that. This is a shared experience. And most people in the lifestyle say, look, it's ridiculous to think that one person can satisfy all of your needs or desires or urges for your entire life. So once in a while doing this, a lot of couples say spices up their relationship.
Now, Justin, you know your girlfriend's into it because you're not getting the job done. That's clear.
Oh, stop
that
it.
Is clear, right? I mean, you have to think about what happens if after Vegas she realizes that dude was way better than I was. Then what?
That has to be a huge concern, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just the
Well, it's really
insecurity.
Not because it's like going on vacation and then coming home. You know, you might really love the hotel you stayed at for a weekend, but home is where you love to be. That's where your heart is, you know?
Justin, how many girlfriends ago was this chick that you sent a picture of?
Not current. That's right now.
That's Nicole. Yeah, Justin sent us a photo of himself and Nicole together, and they're just really attractive people.
Yes.
Yeah.
What,
how
Kevin?
Long ago was this picture taken,
Stop
Justin?
It, Kevin.
Well, he's 61 now, so all right.
Kevin's concern has actually been one of our concerns is that we didn't want to hook up with a whole bunch of like older people.
Thank That's you, why, old and fat, right? That's what you think when people say swingers. You think old and fat.
I know I do.
That's why we're doing it with the K Rock audience.
That's
all right.
Right,
Justin. You hang on, or we'll get back to you. Whatever it is we do, we're gonna we're giving you tickets to the party. All right.
Oh, awesome! Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you this weekend. We'll see you there.
All right. Who do we have time for if we want to talk to some more here?
Let's see here. Let's go with John in Long Beach. Good morning, John. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, John.
Are you old and or fat?
No. Okay. Slim trim.
Slim trim.
All right.
All right.
John, are you any experience in the swinging lifestyle?
Yeah, actually, there's a Beverly Hills swing club that we attend, and then on occasion we'll go to the Red Rooster in Las Vegas.
Oh, the Red Rooster.
What's the Red Rooster? Is it a restaurant or something?
The Red Rooster is a swingers club in Las Vegas. There's actually very few swingers clubs in Las Vegas, believe it or not. And the Red Rooster is like the classic. It's the granddaddy of them all. And they haven't changed their decor since 1974.
They cleaned it, though, right?
Maybe.
It's got
shag carpet and like beanbag chairs.
I wonder why my impression is fat and old.
There are not, but they have not done a lot to this club to update it over the past 30 years, I get the feeling. It's a lot of fun. But you see, like, showgirls there, and you see, like, people from the Vegas Strip and everything. It's fascinating.
Hmm.
John, what advice, as an experienced swinger, what advice do you give the young people listening who maybe are thinking about this for the first time?
It's a no-pressure atmosphere. Usually a good correlation of nice people and then the experienced people that know what's going on. They talk the other couples into, you know, hey, you don't have to do anything before you can if you'd like.
Yeah, that's the thing people need to know about. It is a low-pressure situation. If you go to a swingers event, there's no obligation to participate. You're not going to feel pressured. You won't be groped or attacked. It's not an orgy. These are regular couples who like...
Why are we doing this, then?
Because there's the social aspect where couples talk to each other, then they can make that choice. If they all hit it off, if they can go back to the room and then let things unfold.
Now, no means
or
no.
Unroll,
or
if you're me.
Or no doesn't mean no.
No absolutely means
it does
no
mean
in
no.
the swingers community.
Okay. I'm not impressed with John, I got to be honest.
But you know
why? But I will tell
you.
You
know why?
65 if a day.
Oh, no. Stop it.
But it does say here that your girlfriend looks like Sophia Bush, is what it says.
And
if that's the case, John, then we may be seeing you in Las Vegas, my friend.
I think I think we need a photo, though. I mean, really. I mean,
he can say anything.
Everyone
I'm
for
saying,
photos.
Yes, we can, and for good reason.
We don't with
A fat, B ugly.
We don't with singles.
I know.
And so what's your point there?
Swingers, fat, ugly. That's my point.
Well, how many times do I need to say that? We've had?
Yeah. We let them in.
We don't have a... How can we get a photo over the telephone? When we talk to people on the phone, how do we get the photo?
You can email it to us. What's this? What's
so we're not going to accept anyone
when
we talk to
him on the
phone. He
says his girlfriend looks like Sophia Bush. I'm saying that she looks like Barbara Bush. And
I'd like to see a photo to see for sure if that's the case or not. That's all I'm saying.
All right, John, you hang on. Hang on. Yeah, we've had tremendous success with the singles parties in terms of the quality of the people that listen to the show that want to come to our event.
And I'm sure this will be the same.
Yes, it will. Kevin will allow us to do
listen,
it on the air.
All I'm saying is...
What are
what
you
I
saying?
Know.
Hey, guys, why don't we have any girls on the line that we can talk to? Why is it all the boyfriends that are calling in?
I don't know.
We might have to specify in the future. I mean, we've never done a swingers party before, so maybe we're going to need to say if you're a girl, call
now. In the lifestyle, it's usually the women who do arrange the dates and that kind of stuff so that you know they're on the up and up in both parties.
Yeah,
the
they're into it. Because the girls are the ones who have the ultimate say. They have the ultimate power at a swingers party.
They
right?
are the gatekeepers. They say yes or no in almost every situation that you find yourself in at a party.
Let's talk to Joe real quick in Seal Beach. He's on line four. He's got an interesting situation. Joe, do I have this right? You're only 28 years old, and you've literally been with your girlfriend or wife for half your life, for 14 of those years.
That's right. We need to spice things up right about now.
Since the time you were 14, this has been your woman.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Boy, do you sound like you need to get out.
Joe is like, I've got to be with somebody else.
Joe, have you talked about this with your girlfriend?
We have, and we actually looked online together, but every time you look online, or I look online, I'm right with Kevin. It looks like a bunch of 909ers out there.
Thank you, fat and or ugly.
You got to know what sites to go to. Email me, and I'll give you a good site, all right?
All righty, I will, Ralph.
All right, what is, we can hear the desperation in your voice. Tell us, if you can, where your lady is coming from.
We talked about it, and she's like, well, I'm not sure. And then we talked about it more, that we only pretty much been with each other this whole time, our life. And we're saying, we really don't want to so much go have an affair and cheat on it. And we want to be open and honest about it and just throw it out there. So,
A lot of couples do what they call soft swap, which is where the couples don't trade partners. But this is for women who are interested in bisexuality. Who are interested in bisexuality? The girls will be together, and the guys get to watch and then participate with their own partners. So that's not exactly a swap, but this is a great opportunity for women who want to explore their bisexuality as well. The girls can get together.
Joe, are you guys married?
No, we're not.
14 years, you still haven't married her?
Can't decide whether to commit or not, Joe. After 14,
you've been
years?
With her since you were 14.
But nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but why? I'm just curious. Why haven't you gotten married?
Don't got my career down yet. I got a career, but I want to be further along before I make a commitment.
I'm going to suggest that I'm going to suggest that he's getting hard to hear. I'm going to suggest there was something wrong with your cell phone.
Kevin has never been this hard on singles. Have you noticed that?
No. Listen to me, people.
He's afraid.
Everybody
at
that party is going to come up to me and they're going to say, thank you for being
he's
the gatekeeper.
Afraid of sexual liberation, man. You're a sexophobe.
Joe, are you fat and or ugly?
No, I'm not. I'm 5'8 and weigh 165.
Okay, Mike's like interested. Mike's interested. How about your girlfriend?
She is 5'3, maybe weighs
400.
Come on, man. I'm not from the 909.
We're going to take Kevin out of this process.
Look,
we're never going to get anybody at this party. We're going to show up. There'll be three couples.
We need to do Joe a favor and let him in.
After 14 years of the same woman?
He's earned it.
All right, Joe. We'll see you at Caesar's Palace, beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. All right?
Alrighty, I'll see you guys
later. Here's some chocolate, Fatso.
All right, we're
really,
out of time.
We gotta get rid of Kevin.
Right now.
I mean, no, I've been saying that for years, but this time I really
You've been saying
mean
it your whole
it.
Life.
Kevin. I've been saying it my whole
I am
life.
Doing the Lord's work. I'm trying to make sure that we have quality.
I'm going to suggest.
We don't want desperate. We don't, by the way, I'm just going to suggest, we don't want a guy who's been with a girl since he and she were 14.
What? Why not?
Because they're 28 now. They have no experience with anybody else. They're going to stand in the back corner.
Why they want to explore this.
Dear God, this is going to be a nightmarish party.
Well, you won't even remember it. You'll be so loaded by the time the party starts.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Monogamy.
All
period.
Right. All right.
Monogamy. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die.
All right.
Monogamy.
I said monogamy. Yeah. We're going to have a swingers party.
Woo!
Can I tell you why we rule?
Sure.
If you can think of something. Yes, please.
8 o'clock this morning, Rise Against will be here with their brand new song.
Well, they rule. We don't.
8 o'clock tomorrow morning, Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Weezer.
Once again, them, not us.
8 Weezer o'clock rules. Wednesday morning, actor Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson rules.
There's the three.
I'm just saying, that's
we
the 1-2-3 punch of how we rule.
It has nothing to do with us.
We hang out with people that rule.
There you go.
Right, that's I'll accept that.
Much better.
And more tickets for that Breakfast with Weezer coming up later on this morning, too.
You know what doesn't rule?
What's that?
I still like bologna. That's what doesn't rule.
Here's the thing. I used to think Bean had good musical taste because he likes so many more bands than I did. I didn't realize at the time that I thought that he likes anyone who puts out a CD.
He has no discriminating taste whatsoever.
None. He likes everything.
He just likes them because they're shiny. Oh, look, this is new. I look shiny light.
Now, or I dislike 90% of what's released.
Sure.
Or
but
that.
You buy everything.
But I don't.
Every time we talk about any song, you're like, I own that already.
Well, in my defense, Alan Jackson, who I know is your current target here, is a tremendously talented country songwriter and singer, and has been for many, many years.
He loves all types of country. Ralph hates all types of country.
Country music blows.
I just love Alan Jackson, and Ralph had a story a couple of days ago that really ticked him off, that Alan Jackson was having a party to celebrate 50 million albums sold, by the
Come
way.
Come on.
And what did he...
As the late Bernie Mac used to say, come on, America!
50 million albums sold, they had a big party, and what caught Ralph's attention is that he served bologna sandwiches at the party as kind of a tribute to his current...
And grits! Don't
and
forget
grits, yes.
grits! They ate grits, too! You know why? Because they're all country effers.
Why are you bad, America?
As a tribute to his current country smash, I Still Like Bologna. Let's hear a little bit of that.
There's satellite communications, long distance internet relations.
Are you already out, Ralph?
World's a little faster every day.
Good music.
He wrote a
good
song.
Plan. Good singing. What else is there? What is there not to like?
That fiddle in the back. I just want to blow him up.
Aren't you out of ideas when you write a song about liking bologna?
No, but can't you tell where he's going with
yes.
this?
Yes.
Oh, we're moving so fast these days with their fandangled cell phones and the hoop-de-doo computers. Oh, I can see where this is heading.
I know it's all well and good, and I don't embrace it like I should, but I wouldn't want to go backwards even if I could.
Okay. So you don't like the modern times, but you wouldn't go back if you could.
Right.
Where does that leave you, douchebag?
But I still like bologna.
Oh. Nope. Right there, I'm saying, I'm calling BS.
But it's a goddamn awful song.
Come on.
Look, it's not one of my favorite Al Jackson songs either. But the point is, he's just using bologna, obviously, to represent
right.
simpler times.
Yeah, well, work harder. if you're at that point, say, oh, I'm talking about bologna. This doesn't quite get there.
That's bullshit.
If I want to address this topic, I'm going to have to dig a little deeper.
He's saying, look, I've got the fancy internet, the satellite TV.
Yeah, we heard that.
But
I heard the lyrics. I got it all.
So you think we don't understand? Honestly.
That song we just played, I was in the room. I just heard it.
It's not too deep for us to get. He still likes bologna.
M. Night Shyamalan.
On white bread.
On white bread.
Now, yeah.
Now and then.
Yeah, because I'm a good old boy. I got $90 billion, but I sing about trucks and dogs wearing collars.
And the sound of a whippoorwill down a country road.
He likes the sound of the whippoorwill.
And bologna.
They do love the
whippoorwills and bologna.
That's the whippoorwills.
You son of you country mother.
The grass between my toes, and that sunset sinking low, and a good woman's love to hold me close.
There you go.
This
This is a terrible song.
It really is.
I sometimes like country,
and this is awful.
I'm so tired of that country BS, too. It's like, well, we don't need your electric lights and your fancy motor cars. We like things the way they used to be when mail came from ponies and used to have to draw on caves to look at for entertainment. Screw you, all the old times. Just because you live in a trailer on a dirt road, you broke country F's.
Why are you bad, America?
With your car up on blocks, don't try to sell me on the fact that things were better in 1949.
But
you ass-kicking mother effers.
Is it what's worse than that? Is that Alan Jackson is $100 million
man.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably living on 800 acres or something like that.
But
he has a big mansion.
Guy out there with a shotgun who just kills the whippoorwills as they fly over his building because he has, like, whippoorwill crap on his Bentley. That's where Alan Jackson's rolling.
It sucked.
I like my 50-inch HD plasma. Feels like they just reach out and grab you. 500 channels at my command.
But,
I finally gave in and got a cell phone.
Wow.
That I hardly ever seen to turn on.
Okay, wait a minute.
Because he's got people.
It's because he likes the simple old country ways.
By the way,
he likes baloney and incestual rape.
In 2008.
Growing your own weed in a weed patch behind the shack.
I don't think you can talk about cell phones like they're futuristic.
They broke down and got me them shoes people are wearing.
I guess I never had that much to say.
Oh. Shut up!
You have plenty to say about baloney sandwiches.
And I still like baloney on white bread.
All right.
Now and then.
Yeah.
Honestly, Bean, you've got to admit this blows.
I'm telling you, it's not my favorite Alan
Jackson. Stop saying it's not your favorite as if it's okay. It's horrible.
As if it's in the running.
Yeah.
I don't think it's bad.
It's just not my favorite.
I don't think it's that bad. I really don't think it's that bad. I really don't.
Oh, then you're a horrible
taste
in
music. I don't love it. I don't love it, but it's okay.
No, it's not. It's far from okay.
It's really not.
But it's the opposite of okay, actually.
The grass between my toes.
Yeah.
That sunset sinking low.
That's just not good.
And a good woman's love to hold me close.
It sucks.
Okay, that's enough.
Is that bad?
We'll take a break.
When the sun sets. Like it does every day, you piece of garbage.
Ralph, I'm not kidding. I want you to record the most inane country song ever.
You can't.
We'll put it out. Yeah, how do you parody
How do you parody something like that? When that is real, when that's number one in country, how do you write something that is supposed to make fun of that genre when they beat you to it with I like bologna sandwiches on white bread?
So what you're saying is, even though Michael Phelps is done swimming and he's already won his 8 gold medals, don't give up on the Olympics because there's something so great, I need to stay invested for the next
week. Well, they do have the trampoline competition.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw that. I was watching over the weekend on Saturday on NBC. Prime time, by the way, like noon, 1 o'clock on Saturday on NBC.
Okay.
Not on some of the smaller networks that they're carrying some of the stuff like CNBC.
I assume that's where it would be on one of the smaller channels.
They have ping pong. Which in itself is a fun little basement game. And they did a piece where they started talking about a ping pong game 37 years ago where some hippie got on the wrong bus with the Chinese team. And I swear it was like a half hour piece on ping pong 37 years ago.
Help me out with trampolining because I've never seen it. Is it it's a competitive sport where you
trampoline.
There aren't teams or anything, though. It's an individual sport,
yes.
Right? And
yes.
You get judged on what? Is it like a skateboarding thing where you get judged on the tricks that you do in the air?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
It's like regular, I don't know.
Gymnastics on the trampoline.
Where they have difficulty and then style.
So it's just like gymnastics.
Yeah. But they're jumping on a trampoline.
Right.
Come on.
I mean,
really? How is that a sport?
At least with the balance bar, there's danger.
Yeah.
Because you could
really
easily
is.
Come down and hurt yourself.
Dude,
with the trampoline.
You don't know. You haven't watched the trampoline. So I watched some of it, and they were trying to kind of give us the background of the trampoline.
A demonstration sport in Atlanta, 96. It first appeared in Sydney in 2000 and then 2004. So this is the third Olympic appearance of trampoline.
Yes. Who owns trampoline? I mean, what country is...
China.
Oh, China? It's their sport?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They rule. America? didn't make it really for the first 2 years.
Okay.
Didn't even qualify for the team.
But we're like, coming back, right?
The highest we came in was like 24th.
Okay.
Because it's trampolining. That's the problem with it. And so there's a giant trampoline. There's a big box in the middle of it and an X in the middle of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where they explain exactly how you're supposed to handle the box.
And they should stay within that box.
Right.
When you travel outside the box, mm-hmm. it's a deduction.
Right.
And getting back in is a deduction as well. So coming and going, they get you.
All right. Yeah. Are we still talking about trampolining?
I hope so.
What's going on here?
Wow.
So then one of the Chinese who's supposed to bring home gold has a tragic accident opening the door for the Americans to storm through.
He had an accident opening a door?
No. wiped out. I mean, she really hit
herself. On the trampoline?
Yes. Oh. And listen to the announcers afterwards.
Beautiful extension and open body.
So she's laying there, she's holding her arm.
Did she bounce off the trampoline? Or what
she
happened?
Fell on like the edge of the trampoline and hurt herself and got off. She
I
was holding her,
her
arm.
Did you watch this at all?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just, because it sounds like you're making it up.
So then the Canadian athlete, whose name is Karen, and then I'm going to spell the last name for you. It is C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N.
Okay.
Shut up.
Coburn.
Now Karen Coburn of Canada.
Coburn. Give me a break. C-O-C-K-B-U-N. Coburn.
It's a real name.
That.
It's Coburn.
However, you want to know who the leader is?
Yeah.
You want to know who the best trampoliner is in the world?
Chinese once again well represented so far in men's trampoline. In second place is Dong Dong.
Dong Dong.
Dong
Dong. Dong Dong.
Not quite as clean as we saw from Dong Dong.
Yes.
Wait, Dog Dog's box isn't as clean, or what are we saying?
I don't even know what they're talking about now. So then the announcer, this is about a half hour into it, still doesn't understand what the box is for.
No.
So did it land on them? If they're out, do they get points taken away? This is halfway through the Olympic sport.
He should know, by the way.
They still don't understand.
So, Tim, when he hits the line, as he did at one point, I believe, right here, is that out or not?
No.
Okay. Cut and dry, right? Okay. Is it out or not? He hit a line, okay? Out or not?
No, I would say that that's probably not out. You have to take a look at where the judges are, and really, there's no way they can see this.
Well, how about moving the judges to where they can see if he's out or not? And if not, why put the box on the thing?
Is the controversy similar to the rules in tennis where there's a decision when the ball hits the line?
No.
Whether it's an in or out still?
No, that's much more clear than trampolining.
Okay.
Trampolining, you can be out, and maybe they'll take points away, and maybe they won't. I don't even understand.
So weird.
Look, just come up with some rules, find some judges that can see so that they can judge the rules, or get rid of the trampolining. So then this other dude comes out and just starts jumping and jumping, not doing any tricks, just jumping, and this is what it sounded like.
Just get in your backyard. That's all it is.
Riveting.
They have up to a minute to start.
How about a time limit? How about that?
Well, they have one. They have up to a minute.
How about a time limit and maybe some judges that can see the lines and they know? Yeah, it's trampolining. Let's leave it alone. Let's just kick it out.
Are you
Seriously.
Saying the sport's not where it needs to be an Olympic event?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe trampolining should not be an Olympic event. But if that were the case, we would not hear about
Dong Dong.
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 Which is what it sounded like to me pretty much for the rest of the day.
Yeah, it's impressive. Yeah, it's historic, and at this point, it's also ridiculous.
Still trampolining?
Guy's just bouncing.
Hasn't started yet, by the way.
He's in the Olympics, that dude right there.
Yes. See, once again, F the Olympics, seriously.
I like the Olympics, but really, you they know, need to pare down some of the
competition. There are over 10,000 athletes competing in this year's Olympics.
F!
Over 10,000. And half 10, of them are doing total BS things.
Right. Absolutely, I agree.
Like the plate shooting, whatever that thing is.
Skeet. Is that skeet?
That's skeet shooting. You don't need that.
They should be able to do the whole Olympics over two nights.
Yeah, they really could. I mean,
it has to be sports people actually care about. It has to be just pared down to
that. That's what you would think.
It's got to be basketball and track and field and gymnastics and swimming.
And then that's
soccer and boxing. But other than that, all the like little ping pong and all that stuff is just absurd.
It has to be like stick close to what the Olympics was when it was invented, right? Like,
yeah, if they did it in ancient Greece, you can do it. You can allow it. Like archery, you can leave in because it got grandfathered in. Wrestling.
But no team handball.
No handball.
No, team handball is just stupid.
No!
They play on a basketball court and they can travel and they have a goal and a goalie and they have power plays.
And no dancing horses either, by the way. We don't need that.
They don't
no
even dance. Dancing. They just walk.
But they do this. You go forward, you go to the right and left. Great, you can steer a horse. Here's a gold medal. Now go eat something.
All right, in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, not only will Rise Against be here with a brand new song, but we have the final tickets for you to join us to Wake Up with Weezer. It's the latest Kevin and Bean breakfast. That's coming up between 8 and 9. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat for Monday morning. What's happening?
Already running late, so let's get to it, shall we? Top 10 movies at the box office this week, and somebody finally toppled The Dark Knight off the top of the box office list. Tropic Thunder came in at number one this weekend with $26 million. Dark Knight was second with $17 million. Then Star Wars The Clone Wars, the new Star Wars film that's animated and some junk. $16 million made it number three. Mirrors, the new horror movie with Kiefer Sutherland, was four. Pineapple Express, The Mummy, Mamma Mia, The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2. Step Brothers and Vicky Cristina Barcelona was number 10 at the box office this weekend. Once again, it's life imitating art. In the Journal of British Interplanetary Science, they have announced that they have come up with a way to create the same kind of warp drive that Star Trek fans know all about.
Star Trek gets credit for a lot of ideas.
It does.
Yeah, that then they later went on to build as a result
the
of
MRI,
being exposed
the
to them
cell
on the
phone, exactly, all that kind of stuff. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at his inability to speak.
You're laughing at his inability to speak.
Come on, let me have that every once in a while.
They said they have theoretically figured out how to build a warp drive so we can travel to the other side of the galaxy.
Yes, please.
Travel to faster visit. Than light. To boldly go where no man has gone before, Lisa.
All right. Okay.
No, that's the swingers party this weekend.
That's right. Here's the small problem, though. No one knows actually how to build a faster than the speed of light engine. Nor is there anywhere in the universe, as far as they know, that would have enough power to operate such an engine.
You can't do it.
Well, they're saying theoretically it can't be done.
Though, they've got it.
Saying.
They've got it in their heads. They've got that part down. That part is done. Now the easy part comes of building and powering it. That's just details.
But it is like saying theoretically I can fly, but I don't know how to, so it doesn't do me any good.
I don't know. I can't build the wings, but I can jump on the trampoline. Maybe if I get high enough. Why does Disney want to be in your kids' pants?
I don't know, but they should be allowed because they're Disney and they're good.
Everything they do is good.
Apparently, a grandmother thought, you know, if you buy something with a Disney logo on it, it's automatically kid-friendly, right?
Well, you would certainly think.
Well, she went and bought some High School Musical undies for her 7-year-old granddaughter who loves the High School Musical.
Bean, you probably have those.
Copyright.
What?
What could that have been?
I don't have to get a copyright.
It's nobody. It's nobody that we know.
Giddy up. All
right, High School Musical undies.
So, this grandmother buys her 7-year-old granddaughter the High School Musical undies.
Right.
And was shocked to see the phrase "dive in" written on the panties.
Why?
She thought it was too suggestive for a young child to be wearing panties that say "dive in" on them.
Giddy up.
Well, she's got a dirty mind.
Or does she?
I don't know.
Is "dive in" one of the songs from High School Musical or something?
I don't know. That's Bean.
Why would they say High School Musical underwear?
I have no idea. That sounds more like a SpongeBob to me than High School Musical. I don't know.
Lisa's been wearing "dive in" on her underwear for as long as I've known her, by the way.
It works.
Come on in, the water's fine. There's all kinds of sayings on her underwear.
She was on my lap. She was like sitting on my lap.
All right.
That's creepier than it was before. Anyway, she's upset and she's looking for not only an apology from Disney, but she's mobilizing to get all the High School Musical undergarments pulled from the shelf.
F her.
Of stores.
F her.
So there you go.
God, I hate people like her.
Don't buy your 7-year-old suggestive Disney panties.
Yeah.
And Adam Sandler's movie, Don't Mess with the Zohan, turned out to be a big hit with Israeli audiences, as you can imagine.
Sure.
Because he plays an Israeli secret agent who then becomes a hairdresser and hits people with his feet.
That's just not good.
But it will be banned in Arab cinemas.
Oh, okay.
See?
Because the Israelis are competent.
And because the Arabs are the bad guys. Daily Variety says the movie about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict has already been banned by censors in Egypt, Lebanon, and the United Arab Emirates. So those lucky, lucky audiences.
I'm moving there.
Will not be exposed.
I'm moving there so I don't accidentally see it on TV.
Mess with the Zohan. You lucky bastard. You know how good you have it over there in Lebanon. so we have to put up with Adam Sandler on a regular basis. Today's celebrity birthdays, Malcolm Jamal Warner. He played Theo on The Cosby Show. He is 38 years old. Is that Theo there on the trampoline?
Checking back in with the trampoline.
Still. Edward Norton is 39. Christian Slater also turns 39 today, as does Everlast. Dennis Leary, comedian actor, is 51. Patrick Swayze is 56. Robert Redford turns 71. And director Roman Polanski turns 75 years old today. And Ralph Garman, I Walk the Showbiz Beat.
Here's some loud music, which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
That is kind of the impression you get when you listen to that band right there. It's way too early for Rise Against. I mean the band, not the music. And they're here this morning on the world-famous K-Rock. They just stepped into the K-Rock studio.
Thanks for having us.
Guys, it's 8 o'clock in the freaking morning. What are you doing?
I'm wondering the same thing.
I'm staring at a picture of Rick Dees right now.
Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, you got the album there.
Disco Duck.
You guys can take that if you want. I mean, if you want it.
Hey, I don't
we're
want
to take it.
You don't. Okay.
Thank just you, though.
No problem. It's a party gift. Rise Against is here because this is a big day. Tell people why.
We are debuting the new single from our new record. The record's called Appeal to Reason. It's out October 7th. And we're here to play our new song on the radio for the first
fantastic.
Time ever.
How long have you been working on this?
About 10 years.
This particular album? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We've written it 5 times.
Yeah. It's our Chinese democracy. No, I don't know.
No, it wouldn't be out if it was Chinese democracy.
That's right. Yeah, fair enough.
World premiere would never happen. This is album number 5?
Yeah.
5, something like that? And, does it get easier as you go?
To make CDs, you mean?
I don't know.
To write them?
I don't know. I guess, like, you know, in some ways it's easier because we're all better songwriters. We work better with each other every single time we get in the same room with each other. And in some ways it gets harder because you're constantly trying to, you know, reinvent yourself, do something different.
Plus you hate each other by now. You have to.
That's what I was thinking is the hardest thing about a band would be to not repeat yourself, would be to not make the same record, would not make a record with songs that could have been on the last album, I would think, would be the hardest thing. Do you guys write a lot of songs and then go, yeah, it's not where we're at right now, or it's not good enough, or something like that, and you burn it?
We've done that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But somehow we get through it.
Yeah. Are you the kind of band that writes 250 songs and then pares it down to 9?
No, we've never been that band.
Or do you write 14 and put 14 on?
We've always been that band until this record. On this record, we wrote probably double the amount that actually ended up on the record. I don't know what happened. We were very prolific.
Where do you guys make your records, or is it different every time?
In Fort Collins, Colorado.
Really? Mm-hmm. How come? What's there?
Because Bill Stevenson, the drummer of Black Flag and the Descendants and all, is there. And where he goes, we go.
You just follow him around?
Yeah.
That's your mecca?
Yes, you kind of stalk him.
Yep.
Before we hear the new song here in a minute, tell us, describe for us what what is new or different or exciting about this new record that's coming out on October 7th. What should we know about it?
I don't know.
They look very confused.
You guys have heard it, right?
No, not yet. They don't let us hear it.
It's a funk jam.
It's a what? It's a funk jam?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what you guys are known for.
Joe took disco bass lessons.
Excellent.
So there's that.
Good.
From Rick D.
Sure.
There's our own cover of Disco Duck on it.
It's about time somebody covered that, by
the way. Do you guys have that song? Can you play it?
I don't know if we do.
Doesn't he make like a duck noise?
He does. Yeah,
I
he does.
When I was a kid. He sings verses as a duck.
Yes.
He does.
You guys.
Have you heard it?
And by the way, a number one song.
Yes. It was.
At the time.
It was. Man. I remember being like 4 or something.
Well, Kangaroo Jack was one of the number one.
Yes. Yes.
1976. No.
Wait till he sings like a duck.
Have some of you guys never heard this song before?
I don't think I've heard it. Oh,
are you in for a treat?
Wait, he's quacking. Here you go.
He's kind of making fun of disco.
That
was the point.
Doing that?
Here we go. Yeah. All the ladies would treat me right. I wasn't expecting this is where this interview was going.
Wait. My feet to the disco. Man, this is awesome. Wait to hear the hook.
We're taking that with us.
Okay, here it comes.
I thought that's where he went into the duck.
Another verse.
Where the hell's the duck?
Waiting on the duck.
It's coming, man. It's coming.
You're just tuning in. This is Rise Against's new album.
world premiere from Appeal to Reason.
Rise Against the Ruin.
All right, here we go, guys. Here we go. Listen up.
Look at me. I'm the disco.
We'll never top that.
Yeah, I quit right now.
You should. Yeah. I mean, that really that sets the bar too high, right?
You guys have to cover it.
I had that 7-inch as a look. I was like 3 or 4.
Will you guys please cover that?
Please honestly. Cover that song. If you did disco, you that would be awesome.
You have to put it out. Just do it in a show.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're gonna do it.
Do it at any random Southern California venue, say the Palladium, at any point in the future, anytime, anywhere.
What a segue.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that dude is still alive and still on the radio too. He still does a show. No one listens to it, but he's still doing a show
from
in Los Angeles.
Rick D's.
Oh, wow. What station is he on now?
The disco station, whatever that is.
Yeah.
The 93.9,
I think. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I'm going to start listening to him.
Yeah.
Just based on that.
Did you hear him in the 80s?
No.
No, all right. I was going to say you've heard him, but okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Kevin mentioned the Palladium. I can't speak to that, but I do know that if you go to your MySpace page, the Rise Against MySpace page, you will see many, many dates. You have a very busy fall and winter planned. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
A lot of dates. And all of the venues and all of the dates are on the schedule, except when it comes to the end of October, beginning of November in Southern California, it says ?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I mean, the beaches are so nice here, we thought we'd just come and just skip the shows and just kind of hang out. We live in Chicago, you know, in Denver, and so, you know, it's nicer out here.
No, so you just plan some vacation?
Yeah, exactly. No, we are playing shows. We're playing shows in Los Angeles. We'll be playing the Palladium with Alkaline Trio, Thrice, and the Gaslight Anthem. I don't know the exact date.
I do.
It's Halloween night?
October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd.
I've heard of this holiday.
This is the newly opened Hollywood Palladium, or newly opening, I should say. Tickets are going on sale if you want to see Rise Against, and I think we can agree, guys, they're the band that you need to see live. Record's one thing, live another thing for these guys. Tickets going on sale this Thursday morning at 10 o'clock at all Ticketmaster outlets. Rise Against the 31st of October, November 1st, November 2nd at the Palladium. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear it, right?
Yeah, tell us about re-education through, what is it, through labor.
Yeah, re-education through labor. It's our new single.
What do we need to know before we play it?
This was the first song we wrote, one of the first songs we wrote for the record. You know, it's the first songs we finished. I think it's a rock song for us, and it's also a lot of traditional Rise Against in it as well.
Is it true that the title comes from something to do with socialism in the 19th century, as all great song titles do, by the
sure.
way?
Re-education through labor is actually still the name of a punishment in China. Is something that they, you know,
is that an Olympic event this year?
It's an unannounced Olympic event.
Hey.
Wouldn't that be awesome if you could get points for being re-educated through labor?
Yeah, totally. It's a little bit of ice skating, a little bit of sniper shooting.
What does it mean when they re-educate you through labor? Meaning you're going to work until you see that we're right? Is
exactly.
that what it is?
Yeah,
see the error of your ways.
If you've sort of strayed from party values, you know, then we're going to give you manual labor to sort of re-educate you. And I couldn't help but draw the parallels to America's idea of labor and how that for people who, you know, the 9-to-5 lifestyle and what it does to the psyche of people who are more concerned about their mortgage and paying the bills than they are about more important things or more existential things. And so the song kind of ties the two in.
You're too smart for us.
Wait, I thought that's what Disco Duck was written about.
Yeah. Oh, he was reading the press release. That's bogus. Yeah. All right, brand new Rise Against. It is called Re-Education Through Labor, and we will play. New CD is Appealed to Reason, October 7th. This is the brand new song, Re-Education Through Labor. It's brand new Rise Against on K-Rock.
To the sound of a heartbeat pounding away. Oh!
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. That is Brand New Rise Against. It's called Reeducation Through Labor from the CD Appeal to Reason, which comes out October 7th.
Sounds awesome, you guys. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. You probably would have heard what it sounded like on the radio, but we were having a very in-depth Three Stooges conversation about how bogus some of the later lineups were.
Which I think it's important to mention.
They sold out.
Did they?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? If you missed the announcement, by the way, I'm glad because apparently I screwed up the date. Apparently the Hollywood Palladium shows, the newly opening Hollywood Palladium shows for October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd are actually not this Thursday, but the following Thursday. So a week from Thursday, August 28th at 10 o'clock at all Ticketmaster outlets is when you can see Rise Against.
Are you guys going to be playing this song?
But I still like bologna on white bread.
That's a country song called "I Still Like Bologna."
Yeah, we do the rap version of that.
Oh,
one
do you?
Now.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome!
Yeah, like an old school.
I'm glad you guys are here because Psycho Mike had a really good question for you that I wanted him to ask on the air.
Oh, do you guys have trouble touring with some of the bands you tour with because of your lifestyle? I mean, does it ever get in the way? The drugs, the alcohol, the barbecue. I mean,
we party with the best of them.
Don't care. Right. Easy to get along.
Oh yeah, we don't care. Of course, yeah, definitely, yeah. It's like. I mean, we're the minority out there, you know what I mean? Like, it's like everyone has a good time. We love having a good time, you know, and we've toured with some serious partiers, and those are some of our best friends.
As long as the good time does not include barbecue.
Right? Well, you can barbecue tofu.
Okay.
You can do a pretty good job. Yeah.
You know, so often we hear about the influence that the rockers have on their fans. Have you seen that with some of the stuff outside of the music message? Have you seen people who are kind of emulating your lifestyles because they're Rise Against fans? Like they go vegan because of you?
Oh, yeah. That's the biggest one. Vegetarian and vegan, I guess, is the biggest one that at least I get, like, emails and talking to kids. And they've been turned on to the lifestyle through, like, stuff that we've brought to shows, literature or whatever, or talking about on stage, or just simply learning that the four of us don't eat meat and giving it a chance. And then you have people who just, you know, interpret the message in different ways and find their own way to allow it into their own lives. You know, I get emails from kids who are like, you know, I changed my major to political science because I got really interested in this because of your music, and which is so awesome. Awesome, because that's the point of what we do, not to tell you what to do or, you know, force you to do something or twist your arm, but like for you to like hear what you want to hear out of it and get what you want to get out of it. And that's the most rewarding experience.
This time of year, we're what, about 2 months, less than 3 months away from the presidential election. Is that something you guys are going to be involved in?
We're all running for president.
That's great.
That's right. Brandon Barnes in 08.
I mean, I'm sure that either candidate would be happy to have guys like you on their side. Is it an affiliation that you announce?
I don't know if McCain wants a band with a song called Black Masks and Gasoline on his side.
Well, are you kidding? That guy rocks.
They would love you on Fox News. They'd love to be able to talk about that, though, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, if asked, would you endorse a candidate?
We've actually, I've been really interested in what Obama has to say. I'm definitely, you know, and I don't think anybody here is voting for McCain.
Okay.
You know? And we've been to an Obama fundraiser, you know.
Well, he's your Illinois homie, right?
Well, we got to pretty much vote for Chicago. Yeah, I mean,
it's from Chicago. You don't have a choice.
Have you guys met him?
I met him. I had a chance to meet him a few months ago. He did a speech at Union Station in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I had a chance to meet him then.
Did he have any idea who your band was?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, I think I was the only person in there with a mohawk for sure. So that, you know, definitely.
Well, he's more into Kanye than he is into Rise Against anyway, I think.
Just tell him you're with Kanye's band. That's all.
Yeah. And his assistant was assuring me that he was very much trying to become a vegetarian. So,
well, he has to quit smoking first. That's been his biggest problem, right? Oh, really? He's tried to, because he keeps quitting, and then they catch him smoking again, and he's like, "Oh, this time I'm serious. This time I'm really going to quit." Hey, if you can't trust him to stop smoking, can you trust him to run America? That's what I have to say. Who are you guys? You mentioned some bands that I don't know that you're going to be playing with at the Palladium. Are these up and coming groups that you're helping out, or what?
Well,
or are they bands I should know and I'm embarrassing myself?
One of the bands is some of the bands you are embarrassing yourself. Some one of the bands that you aren't. The Gaslight Anthem is an up and coming band that's got a great new record out. Thrice have been around for years.
Thrice is on the bill. Okay.
Yeah, and those guys are.
I go way back with Thrice.
let me tell you a funny Thrice story. We were in Las Vegas. And we were having a singles party, I think.
I think it was.
And a guy comes up to Bean and says, "Hey, you don't know me, but I'm in a band, Thrice. Here's our CD. Would you mind?" And by the time he got to the word "mind," Bean grabbed the CD and threw it in the pool. Right? Now, he wasn't doing that based on a dislike for the music. He just thought it would be funny to, even before they finished a sentence, throw it in the pool. He was just being funny. And then they, of course, played our Weenie like, Roast next year or something?
Yeah, like 6 months later, they're on the Weenie Roast bill, and everybody's like, "Hey, way to go, Bean, you dick." But you know how it is. It happens with you guys all the time. There's a million people in bands who give them to you, and I have not. I mean, God bless them for trying. I mean, obviously that's the most important thing in the world to you and your band. You want to get the word out.
Maybe which is why they gave it to the wrong guy.
Maybe I'm not the guy. Maybe I'm not the guy to do it. Do you have a lot of bands that come to you and say, help us do what you've done?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just on Warped Tour every day.
So yeah.
There were bands in the parking lot. They weren't playing the show, but they were following the tour, selling their CDs in the parking lot.
Wow.
Really? Just trying to get noticed by, they thought that was their crowd?
Yeah.
So they...
Then they would ask us, like, help us get on the next Warped Tour, and, I mean, you know... Go them.
it's amazing what they do out there, just, you know, getting the CDs into people's hands. You know, people walking around with, like, you know, Discmans and, you know, and headphones.
Listen right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's really, it's crazy.
But it's funny.
You don't like it? You know, what if the person's just like,
Yeah.
But it's funny because it's not like there's a secret to it. It's really just being talented and working hard. I mean, really, it's... That's what you got to do, right? If you're going to make it,
being talented, working hard, certainly in the community that we exist in, which is more of a punk rock community, it's the kind of people you are too. It really goes a long way, you know. And I think that's what's, you know, we have a lot of good friends in our community, and a lot of people who have really helped us out along the way.
Mm-hmm. And you guys try to help out other people, or when they come to you and say, "Get us on the next Warped Tour." I mean, you guys don't have anything to do with that.
We don't help anybody. Yeah.
I mean, I punched that guy.
Yeah, we close that door.
The end of the story.
Punch that guy.
We step on people on our way to the top.
Good, excellent.
If you're just joining us, by the way, first of all, you suck for being able to sleep until 8:30 in the morning. But second of all, you missed Re-Education Through Labor, the brand new song from Rise Against. The album is going to be out on October the 7th. It is called "Appeal to Reason." It's one we've been looking forward to for a while, and the shows are coming up at the Hollywood Palladium on Halloween, November 1st and November 2nd. You guys do any wacky dressing up on Halloween when you're playing that night?
We might.
You'll have to come and find out.
Someone's got a panda suit. I can see it. Tickets going on sale a week from Thursday, August the 28th at 10 o'clock at all Ticketmaster outlets.
All right, you guys are the best. Thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate it. Sorry to make you get up this early in the morning, dudes, but
it was our pleasure to be here.
We wanted to hear the CD.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the new song. It sounds great. We're looking forward to the album, dudes.
Thanks. Take care.
Still trampolining.
Still trampolining.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. Earlier this morning, we announced the Kevin and Bean Swingers Party at beautiful Caesars Palace in Las Vegas this weekend. If you're interested, you can email... Well, let's say Ralph at KRock.com. How about that? And then we'll follow up with you on that. We'll talk to some people coming up after 9 o'clock. First, though, how about Breakfast with Weezer tomorrow morning starting at 8 o'clock?
Our final pairs of tickets to give away tomorrow morning at 8 is when you can listen to it on KRock. And if you think that you can stump Dave with Weezer trivia, the King of Mexico, it's one of his favorite bands. He claims to not be able to be stumpable.
So give it a good shot.
Stomp me?
I'm Mexican.
Oh, yeah. It's time to try and stomp Dave. You think you can stomp me, but you can never stomp me, because I'm too rad. I'm too rad with the Weezer. You think you can stomp me, but you will never stomp me, because I'm too rad. I'm just too rad with the Weezer. You could probably stomp me. Maybe you can stomp me. Actually, you can stomp me. Not.
Dave, is Weezer your favorite band?
They are. They're one of my favorite bands.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they're one of my favorite bands.
Okay.
Your gayness does not define you. Your Mexicanness is what defines you.
All right. We all know by now there's a difference between trivia and minutia, but we are looking for legitimate Weezer trivia. If you think you can stump Dave, 1-800-520-1067 is the question. Why don't we start with Joanna? She is calling from Huntington Park with a question that speaks to hardcore Weezer fans, I think. Hi, Joanna. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Stump Dave.
Hello.
Hi there.
My question is, what holiday in 1992 did Weezer officially become a band?
What holiday in 1992 officially become a band?
1992.
Holiday.
Holiday.
Yes.
Dave, don't act. If you know it, just say it.
I'm going to say it's Dong Dong Day.
Wow.
That's correct.
Dave got stumped.
Joanna? Yeah, I didn't know that. No.
It is Valentine's Day, 1992.
Valentine's Day. That's right.
Valentine's Day.
All right, you win. We will see you at our breakfast with Weezer. And let's move on to Tony Lynn.
Oh, goddamn God Tony Lynn.
Tony Lynn calling freaking every freaking day now.
Leave us alone. Leave us alone.
Chance, I gotta win.
Tony Lynn has called now about three times a day for the last week.
I hope she can't stump me.
All right, what's your question, Tony Lynn, if that's really your name?
That is my name. Okay, Rivers Cuomo is known to frequent the Weezer.com message boards. What is his screen name?
Screen name on the message boards.
Ooh, good question.
Mm. I'm going to say...
Tony Lynn?
Oh.
No.
It's Rivers.
It's Ace.
Ace.
Oh, Dave.
Dude, I don't...
Now the crazy stalker's coming to the breakfast.
No.
Way to go.
Damn. All right.
All right, so you're 0 for 2. How are you feeling right now, dude?
Feeling good.
Feeling good. Oh, you can't stump me. I know everything there is to know about Weezer. All right,
well, that's message board stuff, dude. You know?
That's legit, though. That's a legit question.
That's a legitimate question. Is, you know, what color shoestrings does he have? Not legitimate.
And
but
Valentine's Day 92 is legitimate,
Valentine's.
Too, by the way.
Valentine's, sorry. Yeah. All right, let's go to Marianne in Santa Ana. Marianne, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Apparently it's easy to stump Dave, so let's see how you do.
Yeah.
Stump Dave.
Okay, on the inside jacket of the Blue Album, what's the name of the band on the poster on the wall?
Name of the band on the poster on the wall inside the album.
That's borderline minutia.
It's a little specific, but all right.
Wow, I haven't looked at that album since 93.
Well, what kind of a fan are you?
I'm a crazy diehard fan.
I'm going to say it's...
All right, take it easy, Marianne.
I'm going to say it's Kiss.
No, it's not Kiss. It's Quiet Riot.
Oh,
Quiet Riot. Nicely done.
Oh, you did, yes.
You win.
Congratulations.
You win.
Stop making that noise.
Can
stop.
We start this over?
No, you're
no, you're home for three.
Dave.
Let's start over. Let's
By the way, thank you for the call. We'll see you at the Weezer Breakfast. When we did this last week, Dave served the listeners.
Yeah, this is not
served
even close
them.
Now.
So, all right, let's try Ashley in Studio City. 1-800-520-1067 if you think you can stump Dave for Weezer Breakfast tickets on K-Rock. Ashley, good luck. Go ahead.
Ooh.
Hi, Lisa May.
Good morning, Ashley.
Morning. Hey, Dave, what's the name of Rivers Cuomo's dog?
What's his dog's name?
He sings about her in a bunch of songs.
Which song?
I'm not telling you.
What do you want? You want hints now, Dave?
No, I'm just saying. I don't...
That's your hint.
You are not good.
Wow.
I thought you were
a fan.
I don't
know Rivers' dog's name. I know Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps' dog's name is Herman. I learned that from the Olympics this week.
Yeah, that's great.
His dog's name is Dong Dong.
No! It's Jenny.
Jenny.
Jenny?
My dog, too.
That's your wife.
That's
your wife.
Your wife.
Oh, I'm... Come on. I'm confused.
Ashley, congratulations. We'll see you at Breakfast with Weezer.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Come up with some questions. You guys help us interview the band.
Are we done? Are
we're
we
done.
Out? That's it? That was the last of them?
Way to go, Dave.
Four in a row. What rules about you?
Oh, man.
Actually, you can stump me. Not.
Coming up after the news at 9, we're going to talk to some potential swingers for our party in Las Vegas this Sunday night at the Caesars.
Getting lots of photos, lots of emails.
Are
all
we?
Attractive.
How are you feeling about the group?
I'm feeling good because Kevin
will finally have to shut up about how wrong he is about the lifestyle community.
Listen.
I hate to say
swingers.
You listen.
Fat, ugly.
You listen. You know nothing.
That's true. But what I do know,
I hate to suggest this, Ralph. Please
stop.
Don't condemn me to death for this statement. But is it possible that he looks at you being in the swingers community and says, "I want to get as far away from that as possible"?
I can understand that if that is what he's extrapolating.
Nope, but that's not what he's saying.
But that's a bad idea.
I will be thrilled if people look like Ralph. I will be over the moon that they look like Ralph.
Maybe you and I can spend some time together.
I don't mean that.
If that's what you're into, if that's what you're looking for, I might be able to accommodate you.
So.
If you know what I'm saying.
If you are a swinger or you are have been interested for quite some time, you've been discussing it with your significant other and you're a couple.
Right.
We might want to talk to you coming up just after the top of the hour.
We're getting a good mix of people who have some experience and don't, which is good because you want someone to be able to take someone else by the hand or another body
whatever,
part.
Right.
And sure. Lead them into the promised land.
This is our first ever couples party. 1-800-520-1067. Sunday and Monday night, you'll be staying at the beautiful Caesars Palace, Las Vegas. We'll take your calls coming up after the news. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Monday.
It's not showbiz news, but I just can't help but talk about it. Did you hear that the USC football team has been crippled by Jock Itch? Crippled.
Come on.
25% of the team has horrific jock itch.
Do they all share a jock strap or something?
I have no idea how it's been spread, but that's not good. I'm thinking naked hip fighting.
That is worst case scenario right there.
You think it's funny, but tailback Joe McKnight and wide receiver Trevon Patterson couldn't practice on Wednesday because their jock itch was that bad.
What I couldn't quite understand was why anyone would ever want to eat a penis.
That's not what we're talking about at all.
Sidelined by jock itch.
Wow.
That just cracks me up.
Isn't there a salve or something that you can put on and knock that out?
Cruix.
Some kind of medicine?
Yeah, spray.
Some kind of medicine.
Bam!
It shouldn't sideline you.
Well, that's athlete's foot. All right, yeah, but there's something. There's some sort of, it's like a fungus, basically.
Tenactin.
That's the problem. Tenactin,
spray
tenactin
on your...
Or Cruix, or there's a bunch of stuff.
Then how debilitating can it be?
Maybe this is a mutant strain.
Well, could be. It's like the bird flu. It's going to kill us all.
It's adapting to our antibiotics, and now it's going to take our jocks.
First of all, Jerry Bruckheimer's already thinking of a movie, if he's listening. And second of all, it has to be Petros' fault somehow.
Somehow. Sure. He's spreading his fungus around.
You saw him in here with that Speedo the other day.
Oh, yeah.
It could easily be him.
That's the problem. He's harboring all that bacteria inside his Speedo.
That's right. He brought it back from Greece. Maybe that's what it is.
All right. Let's get the showbiz news, shall we? Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. The Dark Knight finally gets toppled from the top of the box office mountain. Tropic Thunder took the number one slot this weekend with $26 million. I think if you factor in what it made Wednesday and Thursday as well, it's over $40 million already for this movie.
What'd you think, Kevin? You saw
Tropic
Thunder? I liked
it. I thought it was funny.
Dark Knight was number two, though. $17 million kept it at number two. Star Wars, the Clone Wars animated movie, made $16 million, made it number three. Then Mirrors, Pineapple Express, The Mummy, Tomb of the Emperor, The Dragon Emperor, Mamma Mia, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, Step Brothers at number nine, and Vicky Cristina Barcelona, number 10. Congratulations to Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi. They got married Saturday at their home in Beverly Hills. Ellen wore pants, oddly enough.
Are you kidding me?
A button-up shirt and vest.
Shocking.
Portia, however, was all girly in her pink backless gown.
Yes, she was.
She's the best.
Have you seen the photos?
No.
She looks stunning. Portia does.
She's a gorgeous, gorgeous woman and a terrific actress.
She sure is.
I wish she would work more.
She doesn't have to.
I know, but I would like to see her act in things because I enjoy watching her.
I think she's working at home. Sienna Miller's mom is coming to her defense. Well, what else would you expect? Joe Miller says she can't understand why everyone is talking so badly about her daughter when Balthazar Getty had been separated from his wife for months before they started their affair.
Well, that's great news. His wife didn't know it.
That's right. Mentally, he had been gone for some time. Apparently, she said it makes her daughter pleased that people are finally starting to come around and recognize the fact that she was not the person that came between Balthazar and his wife.
It is odd that people talk about it as if Balthazar is not any part of the blame. Like
she is sort of being painted as a homewrecker.
She just swooped in and made it happen, and he had no choice.
Yeah. Rumor Willis has made People Magazine's Most Beautiful People list.
What?
Most Shut beautiful up! Horsey people.
No.
What?
People Magazine named her as one of their most beautiful people.
Honestly?
You know who was surprised?
Rumor Willis.
She said she never really thought of herself as pretty because her looks have always been compared to that of Jay Leno's.
That's accurate. She shouldn't be on the list.
At least she's got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
But inexplicably, People Magazine put her on their most beautiful people list.
Most beautiful people whose parents are celebrities is what you mean.
Most beautiful people.
Who have dumb names.
With an homage to Bobcat Goldthwait, I wonder what Total Effing BS Magazine rated her as then.
Every time one of these people do a list, they have to put somebody on that people say what, or you wouldn't even bring it up. That's what I think they do. They stock the pond with some controversy.
Just to get things
stirred up. Yeah, because if every year they come out with Angelina Jolie again, you go, oh, well.
That's true. You would go, oh, well.
You would.
How would you like to see Justin Timberlake hosting the Oscars?
No.
I heard he did an okay job on the ESPYs.
Yeah, but the
he did.
Oscars?
He was fine.
Apparently, he did such a good job at the ESPY Awards that the Academy is buzzing about him taking over the Oscar hosting job as well.
Huh. They are trying to get young people into that show again.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good actor. He's been good in a couple of movies that he's done.
I say give it to Jon Stewart every year and just be done with it until he doesn't want to do it anymore. That's what I would do.
Be the best. Or the other dude.
Yeah.
Colbert. Stephen Colbert would be fantastic.
He would be great.
He'd be
great.
Very funny. Let's take a look at the celebrity birthdays for today, shall we? August the 18th, Roman Polanski was born on this date. Oscar-winning director and occasional pedophile. Mm-hmm. He is 75 years old today.
Yes.
That just sounds like the Chipmunks.
I know. I'm sorry, sir. You're a big Roman Polanski fan, are you?
Thank you, Theodore. Robert Redford is 71 years old today. Patrick Swayze turns 56. Dennis Leary turns 51. Christian Slater is 39, as is Edward Norton. And Malcolm Jamal Warner from the Huxtables, the Cosby Show. He played Theo. He is 38 years old today. Anything else, Alvin?
She was on my lap. She was like singing on my lap practically.
Alvin! Ralph Garman, I walk the show
this week. This weekend, I don't know if you're listening earlier this morning, but this weekend, we're going to Las Vegas, and we were thinking of having a party.
Mm-hmm.
And we started thinking about singles, and then Ralph brought up that we get emails and calls from people all the time. You guys always have party for singles.
We've done a ton of singles parties.
We have.
They're all great.
Probably 100.
They're fun, but we have done a bunch.
What about those of us that are couples? So we said, okay, as long as you're willing to swap, we're in.
Well, we also get a lot of emails from people every time we talk about swinging. I mean, I used to do it on Sex U. We did it recently with Ask a Swinger. Get a ton of emails, people saying, you know, we've talked about that. We're interested, but we have no idea how to even get started in that sort of world. So we thought, here's a chance to combine the two. We get couples, we take them to Vegas, and we teach them the wonders of the world of swinging.
And I'll remind you again, it's best to do this sort of thing in Las Vegas because then, of course, it stays there. Don't have to bring it back.
I don't understand. What are you trying to say about Vegas?
Two nights at the Caesars Palace.
No, seriously, what are you saying about Vegas?
Lightning said, hey, you guys want me to come videotape it?
Right.
You may not understand this.
The whole thing about being on the DL, as
right,
the kids say.
Right. May not be something you want to do in the neighborhood, but if you do it in Las Vegas,
but what happens in Vegas?
It stays in Vegas.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, two nights at the Caesars Palace, Las Vegas, for the Swingers Party. We're having it at the Shadow Bar at Caesars Palace, which is just beautiful. Ralph, you've been there, just recently reopened. And we'll be broadcasting live on Monday morning from Rayo's at Caesars here on the world famous Carrack. 21 and up, please. 1-800-520-1067. Join us as we say F monogamy.
Monogamy, period. Monogamy. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Monogamy.
Someday, you gotta find another lay. And Kevin and Bino will give you that chance at the Swingers Party.
I say F monogamy.
F it.
Have sex with anybody.
That's right.
I say F monogamy.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a Swingers Party.
Woo! It's Kevin and Bean's F monogamy Swingers Party.
All right, who's first up here this morning?
Fat or ugly? Who do we go with?
We have Daisy on the line, I think. Don't we know on the red line? Daisy's on the red line, I think. Listener,
yes.
Daisy.
Yes.
Daisy and Gary are a couple. They sent us their photographs here. Look how cute. Look how cute they are.
Yeah,
these two kids.
She
look
got
up, look.
Handsome. She looks like she's gained weight.
No, handsome and pretty. How many years? Young, handsome, and pretty.
Daisy, how many years ago was this picture taken?
Which one?
The one with you laying on top of Gary.
That's 3 months ago.
3 months ago, Kevin. Shut it.
That's so.
How much weight did you gain in the last 3 months?
Oh, stop it.
It's a fair question.
Why can't they just be young and attractive?
Why can't they just be regular, normal people? Why?
Overweight people have it hard enough being disgusting without you making fun of them.
Why do you refuse to believe, Kevin?
I don't know. I have had in my head this whole time that swingers are fat and ugly, and it's based on nothing because I've never been to a swingers place, but I don't know.
Daisy, you're 25 years old. Your boyfriend Gary's 27. And what conversations have you two had about exploring the magical world of swinging?
Well, we've been married for 3 years.
Oh, you're married? Oh, I thought you were just boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, he's my husband, and we've been married for 3 years, and we've always talked about it. As opposed to cheating, you know, it's just good. It's, you know, curiosity to just see how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people might be thinking, hey, I wonder if I'm going to be forced into something that I'm not comfortable with. The answer to that, of course, is yes.
No, the answer is no.
Oh, the answer is no, then.
Yes. Right. Absolutely, I mean. Take things at your own pace. Do you think you guys have talked things out that you're emotionally ready to do something if something does happen while you're in Vegas?
Yes.
Betty.
We've talked about it a lot. I mean, mm-hmm. We're very open-minded, and we've always talked about it.
That sounds like the kind of couple we want to be with us in Vegas.
Here's some chocolate, Fat Joe.
Oh, you stop it. We've seen the pictures.
All right, one more question for you, Daisy. When it comes down to it, when the rubber meets the road, or whatever the rubber's going to meet next weekend, and you wake up...
Rubber's going to meet the other rubber.
And you realize that your husband has just had sex with another woman, how are you going to feel? You going to be cool with it?
I'll just probably be finishing off some of the
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Good morning, Fatso.
So here the beauty is the day afterwards, you're like, okay, I know that happened, but that happened. They're not going to spend another day with them. They're not going to go out and have lunch or have dinner. There's no relationship there. Exactly.
Exactly.
It's just the fun. It's
okay.
Just the fun.
Just
all
right. Just pleasure.
Daisy, we'll see you. We'll see you Sunday in Las Vegas, my dear. Thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye now.
Good looking couple.
Okay,
there's
listen.
Daisy and Gary right
if
there.
If they all look like them, I'll be very happy. Especially him, because I'm very attracted to him.
All right, then.
All right. Let's say good morning to Danny, who is calling from Irvine. Good morning, Danny.
Hi, it's actually Danae.
Hey, Danae.
Oh, that's your problem right there. That's why you can't find a man.
I think she has a man. She has a husband, yeah.
Okay. How long have you been married? Tell us your story.
Well, we've been married since last October.
Okay.
And we've actually always kind of had, like, an open relationship, but it's usually just me and him and, like, another guy. So we've been wanting to try swinging.
Okay. Now, is he involved with the other guy as well?
No.
Okay.
No,
just checking.
Not at all.
So you get the pleasure of two men, Danae.
Exactly.
You selfish little trollop.
Oh, I love it, though.
Now, how do you feel about girls?
I've actually tried it once with him and my best friend, and we actually really enjoyed it. But I was really comfortable because she was my best friend.
Sure.
And so we've been, like, thinking about maybe trying that again.
Okay. Right. Does your husband ever get to play?
Well, not really.
Okay. That seems
interesting.
Horribly unfair.
Wow.
How would you feel about him being with another woman?
I don't think I would mind it, actually. I've kind of been thinking about it. I think it might be kind of fun to watch, honestly.
All right. This is our kind of girl right here, Danae.
Yeah. She's
wait,
in.
Wait.
What?
What's her weight?
Oh, Mike.
I thought you were saying
weight.
Hold on.
I'm actually 135 and I'm
5'4". 5'4", 135.
But I have really big boobs.
Yeah.
This just keeps getting better, this story.
You can make it to Las Vegas for Sunday night, then?
Yes, I sure can.
And Monday night.
And Monday night, yeah.
Yeah.
And Tuesday, Wednesday, if things go well.
Party is Sunday night, but y'all get to stay an extra night, too. By the way, you know we're going to miss the closing ceremony of the Olympics during our party.
Oh,
really?
I just
why would you even
that
bring
out?
That up?
I'm just reminding you that there are consequences to our actions.
I'm not going to be focusing
all.
On closings. I'll be focusing on openings when I'm in Vegas, if you know what I'm saying.
Thank you, today. 1-800-520-1067. Let me see. How about, gosh, we got some really good ones this time around.
How about Leah in Hollywood?
Okay.
Leah, 24. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Talking about our F Monogamy Swingers Party in Las Vegas this weekend. You want to be a part of it?
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Okay.
How come? What's where are you coming from?
You know, me and my boyfriend have been dating for about 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. We live together. Everything's great. But we need to spice things up, I think.
Have you had this
Does
conversation?
He know that? Yeah.
Is he aware of the spice up conversation?
No, but I know he would definitely be interested.
Excellent.
In it.
Good.
He'd be interested in you being with another dude.
Here's wow,
that was less of a yeah than anyone has ever said before.
The weakest yeah ever.
Leah, here's our advice to you, though, is don't bring it up to him until you're there that night.
When he's had a couple drinks. A
few drinks.
And then start making out with a guy in front of him.
Yes.
That's how you break it to him.
But she looks like she's gained weight.
Yeah. But make sure he has a gun.
Jeez.
How you break it to him is he gets to be with her
while
she's with him.
Or you get to be with another girl in front of him.
Yeah.
Do we want to start letting in people that haven't had the conversation
yet? I think that's bad news. Bad mojo. You want the room to be sort of cool and into the vibe. You
want the pump to be primed a little bit ahead of time.
Hey, easy there, sailor.
Leah, we want you to have the conversation. We're going to be giving away tickets all week. We want you to have the conversation with your boyfriend or husband and then give us a call back later in the week, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Because there are some emotional pitfalls that you can run into in this situation. If you're the least bit jealous or something, you know, that stuff can kind of rear its ugly head. And we don't want any of that at this thing.
There's
we want
to be plenty of ugliness there already. We don't need that.
Stop it with the ugly.
It's not for everyone. But if it's for you, we're going to be giving away tickets all this week. We're going to be broadcasting again live Monday morning from Caesar's Palace. We're very excited about this trip to Las Vegas. I think we'll give away a couple more off the air from the people that are here. And then you can
feel free to email me.
There you go.
Ralph@krock.com. Send your pictures so we can keep convincing Kevin over and over again that we're going to have a good-looking
thing. You're fat.
Oh, stop it.
I said monogamy.
Yeah!
We're going to have a swingers party.
Woo!
We're sorry. You missed first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Lack of enthusiasm at the end of that song. It just doesn't seem like they're...
The new fade out.
They're not really committed to it at that point anymore. 1-800-520-1067 is the number for Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew. Get on the air, get a prize. Today it's a good one. We got a pair of passes for you to Universal Studios Hollywood. So why wouldn't you want to call right now for Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew?
All right, let's begin with Crystal in Mission Viejo. Good morning, Crystal.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, what to do?
What to do?
What to do?
I was just calling because apparently Miley Cyrus ran into her arch nemesis Perez Hilton at the premiere of Tropic Thunder and confronted him about calling her a Disney slut. And apparently had a big entourage of about 8 dudes.
Who, Miley did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know anything about this feud, but lots of people have said a lot worse things about Miley Cyrus in recent months. I mean, it doesn't seem like that's that bad a deal.
He's pretty rough, though, on her.
Is he?
Yeah, he's particularly rough.
Yeah,
you know, he's the guy who draws
bad.
All that stuff in the pictures. With that side. He could be pretty crude to a 15-year-old, I think. But I hate to see girls fight. I hate to see girls fight, so I'd hate
that's
to see that.
That's true. Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
It's not pretty.
Thank you for the call. Let's see. Let's go to Mark in Garden Grove. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What it do, guys?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, I want to talk about this Bigfoot story.
Every day.
No. My brother-in-law hunts Bigfoot Virginia.
Then tell him to stop it.
All right, we need to talk to your brother-in-law then. But wait a minute, you're not the same guy that called on Friday to say that they were coming out with
proof. It's real. They found him. He's in the fridge.
And then that was a total fraud.
Well, they did test the DNA and found out one sample was human, the other one was possum. So that kind of is like Bigfoot.
The other one was undetermined or something like
but
that.
But your brother-in-law still to this day hunts Bigfoot.
Yes.
What?
He lives in Norfolk, Virginia. He's in the Navy.
Of course.
And when he has free time, he goes out and he hunts Bigfoot.
Why?
He's written stories.
Why?
In the newspaper.
Isn't that really just called camping?
Did he get tired of hunting for unicorn?
Hey, to most, it would be called camping. To him, it's hunting Bigfoot.
All right, tell me why he hunts Bigfoot.
Because he's just infatuated with the idea of something like that being out there and still roaming free.
And how many times has he come across Bigfoot?
As far as I know, none.
But what about, I mean, what?
Has no one bothered to tell him that it doesn't exist?
It doesn't exist.
No,
what about the guy? But let me ask you this. What about when all the news was all over the guy a couple years ago, the guy up the Pacific Northwest who kind of started the whole Bigfoot thing with that footage of the dude walking out of the forest, and he said, all right, I'm on my deathbed. I'm going to confess. It was me in a suit.
I did it.
It was just a hoax. It was just a gag. It was just a joke. Why didn't your brother-in-law see that and go, you know what? I'm a fool. I can't
You know
be-
what I'm not going to do anymore?
Hunt for Bigfoot. Exactly. Why does he still believe?
He wants to.
Willing to admit that.
Okay.
He's a fool.
All right. We'd like to talk to him on the show if you can hook it up. Can you get us a phone number or something for him?
As soon as he moves out here to California, because he's in the Navy still right now.
Oh, they don't have any phones in Virginia. I forgot. Okay.
Well, they have phones.
Not in the woods.
All right. I'd like to talk to a superior officer, too, in the Navy and chat with him.
I don't know that I want that dude defending our country. Do you?
All right. Let's go to Wendell, who's calling from Downey. Good morning, Wendell.
What it do?
What it do?
dude. I'm driving home from school. You know, I'm thinking about the Michael Phelps thing. That's BS, dude. That seventh medal, that's BS right there.
That's the one that he won by 1/100th of a second?
Why
is that BS?
Yeah, he won it.
I think it was all set up. The guy takes one final leap or one final stroke.
Right.
Medal, and that's his medal, and he was just kind of lingering, waiting for him to touch the wall.
So you think the other guy was in on it and paused for a second so Michael Phelps could beat him?
For 1/100th of a second?
Probably had his family for ransom or something, it's like...
He was holding his family for ransom.
That's
probably was
good
a hostage
timing.
Situation.
That's
right
a good guess.
Dude, throwing a race that is won by 1/100th of a second would be like saying, all right, you're faking, you could hit the ball 400 feet, but you're only going to hit it 399 and a half. That's how you're going to throw the game. It's impossible to make that distinction, to make that decision, to intentionally do that. Impossible.
Why do you hate?
I just think he just kind of lagged in at end. He could have won that race.
Maybe Michael Phelps is a better swimmer, and maybe that's why he's won 20 medals or whatever he's got.
Wasn't that dude from? He was from another country though, right?
Yeah,
he wasn't
he
an
was.
American swimmer.
He was
when
an
those
American.
Guys are hauling ass, they can't even see what the guy next to him is doing. They're just going for that wall.
They don't even know who wins until they turn around
right,
and see
exactly.
the and see the timer.
Yeah, well, you're bogus.
Phelps thought he lost.
I think we may need to suspend Wendell's listening.
He might have to be
I've always wanted to say this. Ryan Seacrest, I hate the guy with the passion. I think
All right,
should...
All right we won't suspend then.
No, I don't know. That was a suck up.
Yeah,
I think
that's a last minute ditch effort right there.
I think Wendell needs to be suspended.
I never thought I would look back on the Bigfoot call as being the golden age of the Kevin and Bean show. But after Wendell, I missed that first dude. Wow. All right, I say we end it there and cut our losses and thank our very special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. And by very special guests, of course, I mean the band Rise Against for joining us today. They are terrific. If you missed it, by the way, the new album is called Appeal to Reason. It'll be out on October the 7th. And here at K-Rock, we world premiered their brand new song, Re-Education Through Labor. Tickets go on sale a week from Thursday at 10 o'clock through Ticketmaster to see Rise Against on Halloween night, November 1st and November 2nd at the Schmollywood Schmalladium.
And they're doing a live version of Disco Duck that night.
Is that
you don't
right?
want to miss it.
We tried to talk him into that this morning. I think they're thinking about it.
We made the announcement earlier this morning that we are doing the Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party this weekend in Las Vegas.
Monogamy, period. Monogamy. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. F*** monogamy.
That's right.
Yeah, Christine wants to come. There's this picture of Christine right there.
Christine can come, obviously.
Christine can come.
Yes. Yes, she can. Yes, she can. So anyway, we'll give away some more tickets tomorrow morning to join us. And tomorrow morning, between 8 and 10 o'clock, a little breakfast with a little band called Weezer.
Oh.
So that's going to be on the program tomorrow morning.
I don't know anything about them, but I'm looking forward to hearing their music. Cat Corbett's up next. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. The new one from Shinedown is called Devour. You'll hear that. Also, the Gorillaz, Social D, White Stripes, Offspring, and more right after this on